flag-to-flag coverage.
It's the Grizzdale Triple Crown Series Pro Late Model 75.
Presented by
Michelle Rotella.
Number 82, Jason Shaw.
Number 8, Paul House.
Number 56, Jeff Stewart.
Number 37, Pennzoil's David Elliott.
And number 44, Steve Lakey.
And now, let's introduce you to the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the night.
There's Jerry Paxton.
Josh Paxton.
And Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
And it's all live
now from Flamborough Speedway
in Freelton, Ontario, Canada.
Here's the broadcast crew.
Well, good evening and welcome to Racetime Radio, everyone. We are live tonight at Flamborough Speedway. What a beautiful night for a stock car race. And we are live at the Grizedale Triple Crown Series, round number 2. The cars are all lined up on the racetrack. It is going to be a magnificent evening. If you go by the heat races, some dynamite racing here at Flamborough Speedway. We can't wait to get this action underway. Cars are lined up on the racetrack, and Jerry Paxton will be along tonight to call the race, along with Joe Chisholm Jr. over in the pit area. Jerry, down to you on the starting grid. Looking like a beautiful field tonight here at Flamborough Speedway.
Well, we're all set to go because the rain came early this morning and went away and left us a beautiful racetrack. The late models have qualified and put on a great show. We know what we're in for tonight.
Amazing field of cars here at Flamborough Speedway. Junior, you're all set in the pits. This is going to be a dynamite race.
Yeah, you know what? I've got my eyes peeled on that 52 car. Watching Scott Lyons drive through these centers, he's got that thing rotating better than last race, better than the last Triple Crown. I'm really keeping my eye also on that 72 of Jamie Cox. That car looked really good. He got boxed up in practice, in the heats, rather, and he's looking stout as well. This race is going to be spectacular. Everybody strap in.
And we've got one little thing to do on the front straightaway just before we start introducing our field to you. One of our staff here at Flamborough Speedway, a long-term staffer, actually, and I'll use that term generously, marking his 70th birthday tonight, our gas man, Arnold Fowler, having a big hand. And so we've invited Arnold to join our VIPs, Bill Grizedale, Adam Lockwood from Grizedale Enterprises, Don Cox, our race director, John Caselli, our track promoter here at Flamborough Speedway. Let's introduce to you the starting field for tonight's Grizedale Triple Crown race number 2. Starting at the tail tonight, driving the number 61 from Toronto, the industrial dock equipment machine of Brad Weller. Starting just ahead of him, driving the number 77 out of Brantford, sponsored by R. Lancaster Construction and Rent-A-Bin, Matt Balog. Our 2011 Rookie of the Year, driving the number 24 from Ancaster, Brennan Didero in the Shouldice Stone, sponsored Chevrolet. Driving the number 39, Lucas Oil Dodge tonight from Waterford, Shane Gowan. And we know Shane is tuning this car up for August 20th. Kenny Wallace is going to join us for the Gold Rush 100 here at Flamborough Speedway. That is the car Kenny Wallace will be driving. Driving the number 3 out of Waterdown in the AB Wash Chevy. How about a hand for Chris Boschler? And after a year or so away from the racetrack, he's back in the late model. How about a hand for the number 75 from Waterdown? Of T.J. Marshall in the Ron Lee Construction Chevrolet. Only a second week with us here at Flamborough Speedway, and driving the number 9, it's Jeff Ruddy out of Caledonia. About a month ago, he put it in victory lane. Tonight, he started off on all the wrong tracks, but he's got it back now. We'll see how it works. The number 8, the defending champion, Paul House. From London, driving the number 72, APC Auto Stores, Total Fuels, Dodge, Jamie Cox. A familiar name to Flamborough Speedway. From Hamilton, the number 74 is Trevor Monahan. The man we nicknamed the Bull, driving the 56. From Erin, Jeff Stewart. And by the way, Jeff is a really nice guy. He just likes to push his way through sometimes. the number 22, the Polar Express Insulation Machine of Bill Lasseline from Puslich. Driving the 05 in the KatieKeeping.com Chevy, Brad Corcoran out of Milton. Starting our top five tonight, driving the number 44, the Boucher and Jones Fuel Spyro Fire Protection 44 of Steve Laking. We nicknamed him the King of Speed because that's what he is here at Flamborough Speedway. Driving the number 82 out of Guelph, Jason Shaw. Starting off on the inside of row number two, a multi-time late model champion at Flamborough Speedway. We're glad to have him back behind the wheel. The number 52, Scott Lyons from Westover. On our front row tonight, a mixture of experience and newness. Starting on the outside, driving the number 37 Pennzoil car from Waterdown, David Elliott. And on the pole for tonight's Grisdale Triple Crown, race number two, a rookie driver from Guelph, but the name is all too familiar, the number 83, Dale Shaw. And Dale, you worked hard for this pole, but I think your work's only just begun, buddy.
Yeah, David ran me good in the heat race there. It was good racing, and fun's just about to begin.
Strap in and go get him. We're not going to say that he's got some defensive driving to do, but when you got David Elliott on the outside, you got your hands full. And he's got Scott Lyons in behind him. We have got some awesome guys in the front part of this field, and it is going to take about, probably half a lap before they start sorting it out between themselves. They always talk about patience, Joe. I haven't seen it yet.
No, not at all, Jerry. This is going to be an action-packed race. You can guarantee it. A good audience here tonight at Flamborough Speedway. The sunshine just setting over turn two here at Flamborough Speedway. Junior, this is going to be a wild show. How are the pits looking over there? Anybody working on stuff, or I guess everybody's right up to the fence and ready to go?
I tell you what, everybody's up against the fence. Nobody's going to miss a lap of this race. We've got the Pro Challenge guys here this weekend as well as the Thunder cars and the four cylinders. There is a great field of cars here at Flamborough Speedway. I've got to hand it to everybody. And you know what? A big part of that is guys like Bill Grisdale and Grisdale Auto Parts. Those guys are they're supporting us here, and that's a great feeling. So back up to you guys.
Just amazing. Jerry, great field of cars. Looking through the field and looking through qualifying a little bit earlier today, that 83 of Dale Shaw looks like a crafty veteran as opposed to a rookie in a late model here at Flamborough.
Well, we've talked to a lot of drivers about Dale Shaw's performance. Remember, this is his rookie year. This is month number two in the late model seat, and he has been doing an incredible job. He's already earned a lot of respect from the rest of the drivers in this field, and I think that goes a long way in saying how good he is, that he can earn the respect that quickly. At the same time, they'll all tell you, that's Jason Shaw's old all-star car. That's a heck of a race car underneath him.
Incredible. We will hear from quite a few of the drivers. Actually spoke with them earlier today over in the pit area. They're wound for sound tonight here at Flamborough Speedway. Going to be a dynamite night of racing. If you're wondering about the Oscar Super Late Models and the Oscar Modifieds up at Sauble Speedway tonight, I can tell you after the heats and the Modifieds, Gary McLean, the number eight, is still winning races. We will find out more as the night progresses. Also at Sunset Speedway, Tom Walters goes to victory lane after heat one. And how about Kawartha last night, the Summer Sizzler 150, the number three, usually in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, but last night in the 61H car, Jason Hathaway went to victory lane. It sounds like it was a wild night at Kawartha Speedway. But Jerry, I know things are really going to heat up here tonight. We got a lot of hot race cars.
Well, the final moments are underway down on the front straightaway as drivers getting buckled in and make sure they're comfortable. The belts are tight. The helmets are done up. The radios are keyed. Everybody is set.
Junior, a spotter right now is getting things sorted out. You know what it's all about. You spot for J.R. Fitzpatrick. What's the nerves doing? What's the spotter doing at this particular point?
Everybody's just keeping everything on even keel right now. There's 75 laps. Nobody's getting really excited right now other than the drivers. They'll probably have a few butterflies in their bellies. But you know what? Everybody's just got to keep everything cool, and that's what the spotters do. So I really think that everybody's got their game face on. I know talking to everybody during practice, a lot of the guys really got their nose to the grindstone and made a lot of adjustments over practice and over the first two heats. We've seen a really diverse crowd of how the cars were handling versus heat one and heat two. You know what? It's going to be exciting. I can't say that enough. I can't stop saying it. I'm really pumped up. The front of this field is just spectacular, and everybody is really spectacular. Back up to you guys.
And we've got our drivers buckled in. The nets are up. We're ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, help us out with those famous words that'll get things underway. Gentlemen, start your engines!
And it's the sound of music at Flamborough Speedway here tonight. You can hear those engines firing. We're in for a dandy here at Flamborough Speedway. Fans, if you're anywhere close to the racetrack, you got to make it out here. Lots still to come here tonight. 75 laps in the Grisdale Triple Crown. Who's going to win this one? Who knows? It's going to be a wild shootout here at Flamborough Speedway. Leading the field to green, the rookie, the number 83 of Dale Shaw. To the outside of him, the 37 Pennzoil Chevrolet. That is David Elliott. Jerry, this is going to be an amazing race. And I know we're missing Josh tonight. He is down in Daytona Beach. He'll be having a good time down there, I can well imagine.
Oh, I'm sure he's having a good time, but I'm sure he's sweating every bit as much as we are. The only difference is ours is about racing locally. His is about racing with the big boys tonight.
Man, you're putting the miles on tonight. And you're doing a fantastic job coming up and down those stairs like a jackrabbit. Things are getting busy here.
We're going to call the crash cart shortly.
Pretty amazing. We got a mic that's picking here. We're going to have to figure out which one. Figured it out. Channel number one. We got that one figured out. That didn't take long.
Sometimes experience does come in handy.
As the race teams now start circulating around the racetrack, the pit crews exiting off on turn four here at Flamborough Speedway. Dave Franks on the golf cart in the middle. What a wild man at a racetrack. Dave Franks, always great to see. You know, he's going to be at the MRE Series come Wednesday night at Sunset Speedway. He's got photos of those guys. He's going to be bringing them with him.
Well, you know, I used to feel like, wow, I really give myself the workout going up and down the stairs. Then I watch Dave go up across the racetrack and up and down the racetrack, and I think he does about 5 miles to my one. So if he can do it, I can do it. And I just always keep an eye on Dave because I'm always afraid that someday,
yeah,
someday I'm not going to want to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. Look at him climb that starter stand. He's doing it, well, just like the 25-year-old Dale Shunneman that will be flagging this race here tonight. Great to see Dale up in that starter stand. He's one of those starters that you got to keep your eye on.
And Dale's in control of this one. He knows. He had his meeting with the drivers earlier tonight. We did that drivers meeting. We talked to everybody about, there's that famous word again, patience. Take your time. We got 75 laps. You don't need to get it in lap one. Problem is, everybody wants it on lap one.
Absolutely. Every single one of them do. I caught up earlier today with Dale Shaw. We're going to play that for you in just a couple of minutes. Junior, how are things looking over pit site? These cars looking pretty good coming through turn three where you're situated.
I tell you what, if you could shoot the tires just to see who can heat their tires up the most under yellow flags, you shoot those 72 tires of Jamie Cox. He's the master at getting the tires cleaned off and getting them heated up. And that's something that's huge that he gets a lot of advantage from on restarts. I've seen him do a lot of crazy stuff on restarts at Delaware Speedway, and it's because he gets it scrubbed in real good. I know, looking up towards the front of the field, David Elliott just came off of a great run in the 100 lapper over at Delaware Speedway last weekend, and he's ready to go for this race. I really need to keep my eye, though, like I said before, on that 52 car. That 52 car of Scott Lyons was absolutely phenomenal in practice. Keeping my eye on the 52 as well. You got to look at the 44 of Steve Laking. I know these guys are primped and ready to go. They've got three races coming up in the next week and a half. talking to Steve, he said he's going to try to take a run down to the U.S. and run at Motor Mile Speedway. So, you know what? You got to watch this entire field, though. There is a pile of good cars.
You can hear the cars warming up in the background here at Flamborough Speedway. 75 laps here tonight, Jerry Paxton. The Grisdale Triple Crown. Everything's just about ready to go.
And I'm just watching some of the drivers and the way this is all lining up, and I'm thinking to myself, Dale Shaw's a rookie. His strategy is probably going to be, please, Lord, let me finish the race. David Elliott sitting on the outside. I'm going to guess and stick my neck out here and say David Elliott's going to go for the lead because if he gets out front, he'll be very, very difficult to catch.
Hot laps completed now for the late models. They will line up. They will double up. And starting to go through the field here on the pole, the 83 rookie, that's Dale Shaw in the Shaw Ford. You can guarantee that's a Ford. Whenever you see the word Shaw, you know Ford's not too far away. Outside pole, the 37 Pennzoil Chevrolet, that is David Elliott.
It's going to be fun with Scott Lyons at number 52, starting on the inside of row number 2. If there's a man who defines patience, it's going to be him. That's the Pontiac, sponsored by Grisdale and Hino.
The 82 car of Jason Shaw, the veteran, the all-star champion, the multi-champion here at Flamborough Speedway, but has yet to win a Grisdale Triple Crown, is going to start in the fourth starting spot today, and he is on the outside.
You know what? In race number 1, he had a mechanical problem, a shock that didn't perform, that gave up, and it cost him the race. I can guarantee you, they've gone over that car with a fine-tooth comb. There is nothing on that car that is not ready tonight.
Amazing to watch the 82 of Jason Shaw each and every time at the racetrack. Looking back to row 3, the 44, Spira Fire Protections.
Steve Laking in that 44. Steve is either wreckers or checkers at Flamborough. Lately, he's had a lot of checkers. I'm hoping his good luck continues. Sharing row 3 with him, the 05 from Milton is Brad Corcoran, the Shadow, that's what we call him. He usually shows up just when you didn't expect him.
The 22 of Bill Lazzoline will start inside row 4 and to the outside, the Kubota Chevrolet for Bruce Bennett Jr. in the 56, that's from Erin, Ontario, Jeff Stewart.
Right behind them, the number 74, a familiar name here at Flamborough Speedway, that's Trevor Monahan out of Hamilton. Beside him, the number 72 from London, Jamie Cox.
In row 6, that's the number 8 car. That is Paul House. He had trouble earlier today. He was the winner of Grisdale race number 1 in the series. He will be gunning for the win tonight. That is Paul House on the inside of row 6.
And on the outside, the number 9 of Jeff Ruddy, just his second night here at Flamborough, but we're about to go racing. Green flag is in the air. Here we go. And as we expected, David Elliott in that 37 is going to go for the lead right away.
Side by side, down the back stretch into turn number 3 for the first time. The field is stacked up side by side, looking great.
David Elliott just the nose in front. A little contact in turn 1 as Dale Shaw just didn't mean to but came up the racetrack. We've got trouble early. And that is Jamie Cox in the APC number 72 that is all torn up over in turn 2.
Other involved cars, the 24 of Brendan Dodaro has the right front fender peeled back on that machine. Looks like he was involved, but everyone else looks like they're going to make it through.
And a lot of that, I think, Joe, was just a lot of traffic in a very small piece of real estate. All it takes is one guy to get a little wiggly, and we got trouble.
Junior, quite a battle down there in turn number 2. Did you catch what happened?
Yeah, I seen the 20 or the 72 actually of Jamie Cox side by side with the 74 of Monahan. They both got together and the 22 or the 72 ended up going around. I'm going to run down and just take a look and see what I can see damage wise. I don't imagine it was too hard of a hit. I just really hope that the rat is not out of that car.
And we just noticed the reason we couldn't identify Trevor Monahan, the whole door skin on the left side of the car is missing.
We are working lap number 1 here of 75. It's the Grisdale Triple Crown live from Flamborough Speedway tonight. Jerry, a beautiful night for a stock car race. I don't think you could get better conditions than you've got here tonight.
It's absolutely beautiful. That little bit of cloud cover is just enough to break up the sun so it's not glaring through the windshield of the drivers as they head into turn number 2 and 4, which is very important to them. They got to be able to see who's on their inside. It's temperature-wise, it's perfect. We've got very warm conditions. The track is in great shape. We saw a lot of outside lane passing going on in the qualifying. That tells us we're getting ready for some really good racing here tonight.
Seen a little action going off turn two. The 44 machine of Steve Laking now going down pit road. Junior, he's coming to you.
Unusual for Steve Laking to pit this early unless he's got a major problem, and it looks like they may have stopped him right at the bottom of the turn two ramp exit. He may have some crew members sitting right there. That's what he did the last show, so that he was nice and close to the racetrack.
Absolutely. And what a time to pit. If you're going to do it with only one lap gone as opposed to 74 gone. Looks like the 24 car of Brendan Nadero all set and ready to come back out onto the racetrack as soon as the official lets him go. In behind the 24, we can see the 74 coming back out on the track of Trevor Monahan. So things looking okay for those two race cars.
So far, it looks like primarily a little sheet metal damage, nothing major. It looks like everybody's going to be okay to continue. We'll see what happens with the 72. Jamie Cox has pitted away at the far end. He had a long way to go to get back to his pit area, and we know that team was all ready to go when he got there.
Junior, what's going on with that 44 car? Things are doubling up out here.
44, I can't see right now. I'm too busy looking at the damage on this 22 of Jamie Cox, 72 rather, of Jamie Cox. Sorry, I'm just so used to calling it the 22. You know what? Jamie Cox's car is mangled. The rad's out of it. The whole front end's knocked off of it. It looks like they're done for the night. The 44 is rolling back out on the track right now. He's coming to you guys.
And the cars are doubling up behind the McMaster Pace truck here at Flamborough Speedway. Dale Shaw and the 37 of David Elliott, nice and tight coming down that front stretch. White flag in the hands of Dale Shunneman. This race will be green. After one lap, the 44 on the ramp, he's going to rejoin this field. I guess, Jerry, the only car we're going to be missing is the 72 car, and that's Jamie Cox.
And as Junior said, we're just not sure if they're going to try to put that car back together or they're just going to fold it up and call it a night. We'll know shortly. Right now, the interesting thing, Dave Elliott's gone to the inside, Dale Shaw to the outside. This could change things.
Green flag, not back out in the starter's hands. He
no start.
Does not like the start, and we will see the cars come to a slowdown. Whoa, man, three wide, and guys need to check up. And they do. Dale Shunneman showing these two drivers that are on the front row. He means business here tonight, Jerry.
False starts are not something you get away with here at Flamborough Speedway. Dale Shunneman, very good on the starter stand. That I want that nice, clean, even start. If I don't get it, we're going to do it again. And if we have to do it too many times, you're going to do it from the back and let somebody else take over.
Any work being done, Joe, on the Jamie Cox machine?
They are working on the 72 of Jamie Cox, the APC Auto Parts Dodge. It doesn't look like they're going to get back out, though. They're very relaxed on working on it. I think they're just getting ready to load her back in the trailer. As we go back to green, the starter liked this start. The 37 car taking a little lead, and the 8 car around in turn two. No damage. Yellow is out.
And everyone avoided him. Jerry, that was amazing to see. The field just picking up. The yellow flag now coming across the start-finish line. The 8 of Paul House sits idle in turn two.
And I have to say, this is not the good omen we were looking for tonight. All these caution flags. We've got one lap on the board. I think once the drivers can get going and settle down just a little bit, we're going to see some amazing racing. I think right now, as we alluded to earlier, and Junior, you said it, the butterflies are in the stomach. Everybody wants to get the job done in the first couple of laps. We're having some problems just getting the rhythm established and making it happen.
I spoke with the number 8 of Paul House before the night of action. Here is what Paul had to say.
Yeah, I hope so. Junior's got this thing working pretty good, and it's just up to me now to steer it around. But, I want this Triple Crown victory pretty bad. I'm going to give her all I got.
Practice looked like the car was really, really good for you out here. You didn't do many laps. Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
I don't know. I was told not to kiss and tell, but I think it's pretty good.
A lot of great races here this season. You got a lot more coming. Gold Rush 100 is coming up. You chomping at the bit for that one?
Yeah, for sure. I like long races. I wish every Saturday night was a 100-lapper for sure.
Did Junior put anything different in this car tonight? I don't know. Race number one, he threw a different setup in it. You got something new again, or are you guys going to go back to the same setup you had?
He was under there doing some wrenching and stuff and changing some stuff, but he just don't tell me. So it's good to go.
Truck Town looks pretty darn good on this number 8.
They treat me fantastic. Margaret there and Jamie that own Truck Town service, 100%. They stand behind me 100%. They keep tires on it every week for me, for sure.
Got lots of water in this number 8 machine. You're going to need it tonight.
I will. I'll be sticky afterwards, that's for sure.
And that he will, Jerry. You can know that Paul House isn't a happy camper inside that number 8 as we speak here.
Well, you know, Paul House is usually a fairly laid-back kind of guy. You could hear that, Joe, when he was talking to you. Right now, inside that race car, I guarantee you he's as intense as you've ever seen.
The white flag is in the hands of Dale Shuneman, the starter. We are on lap 1 here at Flamborough Speedway, trying to get off that number 1 and see if we can get some green flag laps here for the Grisdale Triple Crown. The cars entering turn number 1 side-by-side. Beautiful-looking field here tonight.
The trick is right now for these drivers to settle in and get some rhythm. They haven't got that established yet. Everybody's a little antsy after qualifying. They've only raced half of the pack, so they want to see what they've got, and everybody's trying to do it all at the same time. Let's see if we can get a nice clean start, get this one underway in a good way.
Green flag is out here at Flamborough Speedway, side by side, down into turn number 1 and 2. Field looking good as we clear that.
Dale Shaw, the number 83, likes that outside lane. We've seen him use it before and with some success. He is door handle to door handle with the 37 of David Elliott. Elliott now with a small advantage as they come out of 4.
The 52 car of Lyons running 3rd and the 82 of Jason Shaw to his outside in 4th spot. The 05 of Cochran and the 56 of Jeff Stewart just about lost it on that one, Jerry, but he maintains.
And boy, it got a little close coming out of turn 2. I started to wonder what exactly was happening. We're not sure if they're getting into each other or they're just getting a little bit loose because they haven't got quite enough heat in those tires.
Lap 3 here at Flamborough Speedway. Cars coming through turns 3, 4. Junior, these guys are scorching it down in there.
I tell you what, Dale Shaw is doing a great job up top outside of David Elliott. The 52 car is making his life a little bit difficult here. He can't just drop in and ride. Dale Shaw did just kiss the wall coming off of turn 2. But he pulls the door on David Elliott.
In the heat races, the 83-1-1, the 37-1-1. Jerry, good luck calling this one here.
I don't think I want to pick a favorite off that front line, but if I had to go by experience, I say David Elliott. If I'm going for somebody who doesn't know any better, Dale Shaw.
Oh, and the 82 of Jason Shaw gets a tap by the 05 of Cochran. The cars stack up. Everybody's fine. 3 wide going down the front stretch. The 80. The 44 of Steve Lakin comes out smelling like a rose on that one.
Man, he got lucky, but I think the 39 of Shane Gowan and the number 3 of Chris Boschler decided just to back out of that a little bit. It was getting a little tight going into the turn.
Jeff Stewart running a little bit further back in the field. Looks like he's back to about 7th spot, but the car has settled down.
They were having trouble with the 56 earlier in practice, and we saw them do some repairs. They had some parts they were replacing. They were just not right. Trying to get it all figured out.
And the 8 car that spun earlier is all the way back up to 12th spot, Jerry, and we are only on lap number 8 here at the Grisdale Triple Crown.
And the thing you have to mention, the driver that's out in front right now, the number 83 of Dale Shaw, and not only is he out in front, he's got about 5 car lengths on the 37 of David Elliott.
Running 3rd, the 52 of Scott Lyons, 82 of Jason Shaw runs 4rd. The 05, that's Brad Cochran, the 44 of Steve Laking, the 39, that's Shane Gowan, and the 56, Kubota, and some impact going down into turn 1, and it's the number 9 car, that is Jeff Ruddy, not a welcome sign to Flamborough Speedway. Caution is out on the racetrack.
Well, the number 8 of Paul House and the 9 of Jeff Ruddy just simply got too tight to each other coming down the front straightaway, and the 9 of Ruddy just happened to get into the wall and rode it out a little bit. He continued racing, but the starter thought it was better to throw the caution flag and make sure everybody's okay rather than take the chance.
He comes by the start-finish line, Jerry. A little bit of white walls. He got the Flamborough stripe on the side of the car. Looks worse on the right side than it does on the left.
Well, Jeff's been running at Lancaster Speedway down in New York State. This is only the second week here at Flamborough. Last week he came out, and I know they replaced a lot of body parts on the front end. I'm not sure just how much work they had to do under the hood. Tonight, he's having the same kind of luck, and as we said before, here at Flamborough, our wall bites. If you don't have bite in the car, the wall's going to get you.
Junior, what's happening over pit side?
That 9 car's got bigger trouble, boys, than just a few white walls on that car. You're looking at the rims, he's got a good shake in that car. They got him and Paul House got into her pretty good coming off of turn 4. They both kind of, they stuck together, and everybody stayed in the throttle. I think that's what kind of bit them a little bit. But he is bringing it in pit side. I will go down and take a look, but I really think that that rear end has shifted over a little bit. And looking at Paul House's car, he's using the bumper a little bit tonight. He's had a really tough night, and he is really he's pushing the issue a little bit right now. If I was on the radio with him, I'd say, calm down, bud. You got a really fast car.
We're working lap number 10. Grisdale Triple Crown, Flamborough Speedway. A gorgeous night. We have Jerry Paxton, Joe Jr. covering the pits. And this is a dynamite night for a race. Out front, the 83 of Dale Shaw. Rookie season, leading his first 75-lap race. He looks good up there, Jerry.
He looks really good. He's very confident. He's very capable. And I think that's what Dale Shaw needs right now. He's also going to have to just settle down a little bit and make sure that he doesn't run the tires off the race car too early. David Elliott's been mixing it up a little bit with Scott Lyons. And I think really letting Dale have the lead, let Dale run the car hard, let Dale use up his race car. That'll make it easier for Dave Elliott a little bit later in the race when he really needs to have that car underneath him. The other thing is these caution flags are not helping Dale Shaw.
Spoke with Dale Shaw before the race. Here's what he's thinking going into this one.
I think the biggest thing, I'm more prepared. I didn't really know what to expect after lap 30 last week, and I was surprised how much the pace stayed quick, so hopefully we can keep up through the end of the race. Long green flag runs or stop and go? Which one do you like more? Oh, I hate the stop and go. If we could go 75 laps green, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Lots of water I guess you're going to need in that car here tonight. This is going to be a steamy one.
Yeah, I got probably 12 water in me already. You just got to stay hydrated. It's big on these hot days. It gets tough, but you fight through it.
You're a young guy. Can you beat the old man here tonight?
Well, I'm hoping that young age will come and have it right around lap 74, 75. That's the game plan.
Jason was saying that you guys found some stuff when you were out testing through the week. He's now got it in his car. Did you tell him everything he needs to know, or did you save a little bit?
Oh, there's not a chance. I keep everything to myself. He's all on his own.
Good luck tonight, Dale. Go out there and win this one. Fans will go crazy here at Flamborough.
Game on.
Pretty amazing stuff, Jerry. You're going to see the 82 and the 83, hopefully a little bit later here in the race, running against each other. You know it's going to be a tough battle with the cars we've got on the track tonight.
Jason Shaw got a feature win here at Flamborough Speedway a couple of weeks ago. I went down to talk to him in Victory Lane, and the first question he asked me was, where'd my kid finish? He's more worried about where Dale finishes, because if Dale finishes ahead of him, apparently dinner conversation can be a little tough.
Well, I can tell you there's lots rolling through his mind right now, and I know his uncle is spotting for him tonight. Seen Don Shaw earlier. Is it Don or Ron? I forget
Don,
which.
It is
Don. And the starter has doubled the field up. We're working lap number 10, and the cars are side by side. Green flag is coming out in a second here.
Dale Shaw's picking up the pace fairly quickly as they come back to green. And David Elliott trying once again to get a run from the outside, and Scott Lyons is sideways in turn number 2. That's going to stack up the field a little bit.
Just about 3 wide, and I wouldn't doubt we're going to see it here shortly. 83 of Dale Shaw side by side. He will lead this lap going by with the 37 of David Elliott running second.
David Elliott is not a big fan of running on the outside lane. He much prefers to be inside. He'll work endlessly to get that inside lane. I think he's letting Dale Shaw go by. He'll get an opportunity. He knows Dale Shaw's excited. If he gets a little bit high on the racetrack, Dave Elliott's going to go right in there.
The 83 of Dale Shaw leads this one. The 37 is in second. 52 of Scott Lyons behind them, Jerry, side by side. The 82 of Jason Shaw and the 05 of Brad Cochran. It isn't like that. As I'm saying it, the 44 splits the two.
And Jason Shaw using the outside lane, and it looks like he's got a problem. I watched the car do a little hiccup as it came out of turn number 4, and I'm not sure if he hasn't got something not working right in that car again.
Junior, can you tell what's happening from where you are?
No, it looks very similar to last time, actually. He got into the fence a little bit coming off of turn 4. I've seen him rub the wall a couple times down the backstretch. Watching the 82 car, as the 37 is following through the field, he is back to at least ninth place right now. Watch the 37. I'm not sure what happened to him, but the 82 does have a small problem. I don't know what it is.
Looking up front, the 82 of Dale Shaw still rolling on with about a 5-car length lead over the 52 now of Scott Lyons running third. The 05, and that's Brad Cochran, the 44 of Steve Laking running a solid fourth, then about 5-car lengths. back to the 39 Lucas Oil Chevrolet, and that is Shane Gowan. The 56 of Jeff Stewart runs currently in fifth, just past the 39.
And have a look behind the 56, and who do you see but the number 8 of Paul House. He is one spot away from the top 5 after having to go all the way to the back.
Single file now around the speedway. Everybody trying to log some laps. Green flag runs is what every one of these drivers wants at this point of the race.
And the one thing that Dale Shaw's got to be a little bit concerned about right now is who's behind him. That's the 52 of Scott Lyons. I call him Mr. Consistency. Scott Lyons will run lap after lap after lap. He won't chase you. He won't harm you. He just puts the pressure on. He doesn't make a mistake. He's cool behind the wheel and waiting for you.
After 20 laps here at Flamborough Speedway, the Grisdale Triple Crown, the 83 of Dale Shaw leads with the 52 of Scott Lyons right behind him on his back bumper. The 05 of Cochran runs third. The 44 of Laking looking up the inside of the 05. The 56 of Stewart running fifth. And in sixth is that number 8, the last Grisdale Triple Crown winner. That is Paul House on the march to the front.
And Paul House looks like he's settled down a little bit. He's not using the horn quite as much as he was before. He's being a little more patient, taking the opportunities as they come. And there's one right there as Jeff Stewart drifted a little bit high in turn number 2. And immediately, Paul House had the nose of the race car inside. Trouble in 3 and 4.
The 56 of Jeff Stewart goes around. I'll tell you, Jerry, from here, it didn't look like the 8 was turning very much at all. The 8 does touch the wall up on the high side, Junior. That was at your toe tips.
Yeah, you know what? The 8 car and the 56 both got together a little bit. I'm not too sure whether the 56 has got a tire going down. I'm going to take a look as he spins around. No tire going down. They just got together. And the 8 car, it sounded like something broke up here. I could hear something crunch before the 8 car went into the fence. So maybe something broke on his way into the fence in turn 3.
Absolutely. Paul House out of the race car having a look at the front end of his car. We're going to step out, take a quick break here on Racetime Radio. We'll be back in just a moment live from Flamborough Speedway. It's the Grisdale Triple Crown. Stay with us. And the caution does come out for the 39 of George Wilson. Tough spot to be in. You don't want to give it up, but man, it causes a caution.
I wonder how big the crocodile tears are in the 8 car right now. He was pretty well out there. He's 6-8 car lengths, real comfortable sitting out front. This is where they say, Grandma, put your teeth in your back pocket. This one's going to get rough.
Pressure's high just to stay.
To those who say pushing paper around an office all day is hard work.
Ow! Paper cut!
We say, suck it up, Cube Monkey. Hard work is hauling 27 tons of pulpwood in a tractor trailer up a mountain pass in a snowstorm. Hard work is when a day at the office lasts hundreds of miles. Hard work is what Shell Rotella heavy-duty diesel engine oil is all about. Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection works hard to help control wear deposits and emissions. Shell Rotella T5 Synthetic Blend Technology works hard to enhance fuel economy. And Shell Rotella T6 Full Synthetic works like the dickens to deliver outstanding high-low temperature performance and unmatched corrosion and wear protection. Dealing with an unruly copier at the office may be annoying.
Oh, come on!
Just remember, it was hardworking drivers and their trucks that got it there in the first place.
Stupid paper jam!
You're welcome. Shell Rotella, the engine oil that works as hard as you do.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Spira Fire Protection, protecting lives and property from the devastation of fire since 1972. Also by PRN Motorsports Magazine, on newsstands now, available online at prnmag.com.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90, takes you inside the sport like no one else.
We just raced really hard, and I think the fans enjoyed it.
Kyle Blocks! Tony gets to the Kyle!
Biggest names in NASCAR.
Tony Stewart.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jeff Gordon.
Jimmy Johnson.
Carl Edwards.
Danica Patrick on your home for NASCAR.
All season long.
Very nice job.
Woo!
Good for the fans.
We're going to have a wild finish here.
I'm going to fight all the way to the end.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
It's what racing's all about.
It's the biggest racing payday in Canada.
July 21st at 6 Eastern.
On SiriusXM, Channel 158.
Racetime Radio takes you to Riverside International Speedway.
In Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
Start your engine!
It's the IWK 250 Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Flag-to-flag coverage begins at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Brought to you by Shell Rotella.
On SiriusXM, Channel 158.
Wherever you are,
Racetime Radio is there.
And the best part is,
it's free.
It's on your iPhone,
iPad,
BlackBerry,
Android,
or even the old way.
It's on your desktop, you little whippersnapper.
Get them, Gramps.
Streaming live or on demand.
You'll get it at racetimeradio.com. Taking you all the way to the track and back.
It's Racetime Radio.
And welcome back to Racetime Radio. We are live tonight at Flamborough Speedway, joined by Jerry Paxton, the voice of Flamborough Speedway, Joe Jr. over on the pits. Jr., a busy spot right now for some of the drivers. Looks like the number 8 may make it out back onto the racetrack.
Yeah, you know what? The crew did a great job. It looked like a right front tire went down. He did get into the wall a little bit, but you know what? The 8 car is rolling back to you guys, so lucky break for the 8 car. You know, I thought that damage was going to be a little bit heavier.
The 9 car also returning to the field, a welcome sight to see Jeff back on the track.
Jeff Reddy had some pretty big damage, as you indicated, after that run into the wall down in turn number 1, so we're glad to see him back out. 37 to David Elliott also making a pit stop, and from somebody who was on the front row and challenging for the lead, taking the lead and then surrendering the lead, I'm not sure what they had to do to the car. I'd like to find out.
White flag back out on the racetrack. Paul House really booking it now, trying to catch up to the field, as well as the 9 car race towing. Makes it back out into the infield. What a staple here at Flamborough Speedway, race towing with some beautiful trucks in service out of Guelph.
And also sponsor of our Thundercars, here we come. Green flag is down, and trouble for the 52 of Scott Lyons. It looked like he missed the shift or something, did not get the start that he needed.
Wow, look at the change at the front of this field.
And no start is the rule, so we'll have to put everybody back. But, boy, that was a wild one. Looked to me like Scott Lyons was the first one not to get it up to speed, and that just started everything going.
Incredible here at Flamborough Speedway that nobody got wrecked in that one. Wow.
After what we've seen already tonight, I'm amazed they got through that one safely because that was a lot higher speed than the early ones.
Hey, incredible. Junior, what's happening pit side?
Hey, you know what? The only car down here right now is the 72 of Jamie Cox. He is out for the race. I'm going to try to catch up with him and just see what happened. But you know what? That's a this start is going to be really crucial for the 83 of Dale Shaw racing with that 52. He might have just outsmarted him a little bit.
Looks like a little bit of something, Jerry, hanging down below the 83 as he goes by. Not touching the racetrack, but I don't know. Looks like something's back there. Could be just an optical illusion from up here in the tower. But on the racetrack, we're working lap number 23 of Flamborough Speedway. The 83 of Jason Shaw, pardon me, Dale Shaw, the rookie, is on the inside of row number 1. The 52 of Scott Lyons is running second. He'll start outside. The 05 of Brett Cochran is in the third spot. 44 of Steve Laking runs fourth. In fifth spot, that is Dad. That is Jason Shaw. The 39 of Shane Gowan. Jerry, what a race for this gentleman tonight. Great to see he's feeling a whole lot better here
Flamborough. And Shane is in that car tonight for 75 laps. Shane's had some health issues. He's fighting them. He's not giving up. He's continuing to campaign that race car and doing a great job of it. It's a tremendous race car, and I think it was amazing of him to give that up for Kenny Wallace because that's a hot car.
The field coming back. Green flag out now at Flamborough Speedway, side by side, down into turn number 1. Coming out of turn number 2, it looks like the 83 of Shaw does get the advantage over the 52. The field is doubled up from Shaw back.
And Dale Shaw, I think, has probably got such a grip on that wheel right now. He is probably so excited to be at the front of this field. He's just hoping and praying he doesn't make a mistake. Brad Corcoran is right behind him in the 05. All kinds of pressure being applied. The young rookie at the front, keeping cool and doing a great job.
The 82 car of Jason Shaw now running third. The 52 of Scott Lyons on the high side. Jerry, on that restart, the 52 doesn't like the outside here at Flamborough Speedway. He goes all the way back to fourth spot. Side by side behind him, the 39 of Shane Gowan and the 44 of Steve Laking side by side battling it out for fifth spot.
Steve Laking, another of the drivers, not a big fan of the outside, but he is making it work as he slowly gains some ground trying to get in front of that 39 Dodge of Shane Gowan. And Laking now will make the pass down the front straightaway. He will be fifth out of that top five.
The 22 car of Bill Lazzaline back in seventh spot. 24 of Brendan Dodaro will be in eighth. The 56 from Huron, Ontario, that's the Kubota car of Jeff Stewart. Right behind him, the 37 of David Elliott in the Pennzoil car. The 8 of Paul House marching his way back up to the front. Jerry, he's right behind David Elliott.
And I think you're going to see these two drivers, and I'm not going to say work together, but they're going to stay together as they make their way through the field. Paul House will be patient. Let David punch the holes. He'll chase them through.
It's Chris Buechler. Then back to the 75 car. The 74 of Trevor Monahan. The 61 and the 9. That's Jeff Ruddy at the rear of this field.
The 75 of T.J. Marshall. T.J. coming out of the go-kart ranks, stepping into the late model a couple of years ago with Jim Sweers, the owner of that race car, and doing a terrific job of just keeping it out of trouble for now, trying to mark it off. And I think as we get down to those, last 20 laps, now you're going to say T.J. start to make a march towards the front.
We're working lap 31 here at Flamborough Speedway of 75 laps. It's the Grisdale Triple Crown. Round two, the 83 car of Dale Shaw leads this race, but not by a lot, Jerry. I'd say a bumper, if that, behind is the 05 car, and that is Brad Cochran.
And Dale Shaw just running a very smooth line, keeping his rhythms, and now we've got trouble on the back straightaway, the 37 of David Elliott. And boy, what we're seeing, all those top runners out of the first race are having all kinds of issues tonight. Paul House has had nothing but trouble tonight. Now it's David Elliott's turn. And I'm sure Brad Corcoran's going, leave me out of it. I don't need that problem.
Junior, you've seen that full on.
Yeah, the 22 of Bill Lazzaline, he got sideways. He's been spending a lot of time sideways the last few laps. The 37 car was tucked up right in behind him. And when the 22 did get loose, he got sideways. The 37 car grabbed the right side of the 22 car. And by the looks of it, it's just a right front flat. He's going to be rolling by me in just 1 second. The 37 car does have a right front flat. I will get down there and see if there is any other major damage.
You know, Jerry, up front in this race, the 83 car of Dale Shaw really is having a great race. He looks comfortable up there. He probably wouldn't want to be back in the Hornet's Nest that runs between second and all the way back to about ninth here on the racetrack.
There are some very strong cars running in that top 10 right now, and Dale Shaw has got to be very happy to be at the front of that pack. We talked earlier about something looking like it was hanging off the back of the car. I think it's just a little bit of body pieces. I noticed the left rear quarter panel is tore up just a little bit, and I think that's what it is. It's a piece of fiberglass or sheet metal pushed underneath the race car.
The 82 of Jason Shaw is, of course, a crafty veteran. Caught up with him before the race night tonight. Here's Jason Shaw.
It's not bad. We should be okay. Last Grisdale race, I had a malfunction on the lower control arm. And we got that fixed up, and a couple weeks ago it was fast here. And then last week we're on old tires, and we seem to stay with them. So we're looking forward to it.
Incredibly quick the last time here. I don't think anybody was going to be touching you.
Yeah, but the key thing there is you got to be quick at the end of the race, too. And we've been struggling with that a little bit this year, but... hopefully we got the Rockwood roof trusses car good enough to put in victory lane tonight.
You guys did an amazing job in that 83 last time. That kid of yours, Dale Shaw, is really doing a great job this year.
You know, it's tough running two late models. I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but it's hard. But in another way, when you got two cars, like we were out here testing with his car on Tuesday, and I found some stuff in his car, and I put it in my car, but it's still a lot of work. But, yeah, he's doing extremely well this year.
How is he compared to you? Does he have a lot of the same traits that you do? Does he like the same style of car as you do? Have you driven his and he, you know, maybe doesn't like it as much as what you do?
No, it's been pretty close. I've had that car out once at the first year to make sure it would whoa, and it did, and he's had it out ever since. And we just adjust it to what he likes, and all the adjustments I do to that car are very similar to this car.
chip off the old block. I imagine he's going to want to try and follow this 82 tonight.
I might be following him. You never know.
I kind of ironic, Jerry. He is following him. Green flag back on the racetrack, side by side. The 83 and the 05 car side by side as they exit turn two.
Dale Shaw, that 83. Right behind him is the 82 of his dad, Jason Shaw. As Brad Corcoran swings way out high in turns three and four, and that gives Dale Shaw just a bumper advantage as they cross the start-finish line. They are door-to-door out of turn two down the back straightaway, the 83 and the 05 of Corcoran.
Looking back into the fourth spot on the racetrack, the 44 of Steve Laking and the 52 of Scott Lyons side-by-side, and the 39 now squeezing his way right up beside them, and he will take the spot. Shane Gowan now runs fifth on the racetrack.
Brennan Didero in that number 24 making a move towards the front as he gets underneath the 52 of Scott Lyons, working his way in front of the 8 of Paul House, trying now to get around the 39 of Shane Gowan.
Junior, don't look now, but here comes that number 8 of Paul House.
That number 8 car is on rails, but look at the 24. The 24 started at the back. He had some body issues right after Jamie Cox's accident on lap 1. As 52, Scott Lyons goes around off the nose of the 8 car by the looks of it.
And another caution comes out on the racetrack. You know, Jerry, you got to start looking at some point and saying, what's the common denominator in this equation?
I was just going to say, go back to the old days. We used to say to people, if you're involved in 3 caution flags, your race night's done. Well, Paul House, I think, has had more than his share tonight, and some of it's just hard racing. I don't think he's out to hurt anybody.
Oh, no.
I think he's just driving that car as hard as he can, and some of the other guys who maybe are getting off the throttle a little earlier, he's running into.
He's having a hard time, there is no doubt. He's worked his way up into the top 10 a number of times tonight, and again, Paul House out of the race car having a look at that tire on the front end.
And Scott Lyons was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. But Scott Lyons, again, we're wondering what's going on with that race car. He's been slowly going backwards. He was right up there battling for the lead. Now we're finding him back a little. This caution flag is going to send him to the rear. And it will be interesting to see if Scott Lyons can work his way back up through the field. Scott is consistent. He runs consistent times. He's very cool behind the wheel. He'll work at it and bring himself through. But he won't endanger him, his race car, or anybody else's equipment on the way, so it'll be interesting just to see how far he can get through this field.
We're working lap 36. Caution is out at Flamborough Speedway. Race towing back on the racetrack to pick up the number 8. Jerry, did you hear anything today from the Honda Indy Toronto? You know, Dario Franchitti will lead the field to green coming up tomorrow at the Honda Indy Toronto. This is going to be a nuts race on the streets.
I have to be honest, I was so busy working here at Flamborough Speedway getting ready for tonight, I forgot that the Honda Indy was on, and I know that's a terrible thing for a racer to say, but I will say this, I listened to Race Time Radio on my way to the track, and I heard the interviews, and I had a pretty good idea what was coming down, but I didn't hear the results.
Well, you know, a short track racer that is a familiar name that we all know from Flamborough Speedway is Alex Nagy. He is the spotter for Alex Tagliani that drives the number 98 Barracuda Networks car. They had a great qualifying effort today. Watch for Tagliani to be strong. We know that Alex Nagy is listening to tonight's broadcast, and a bunch of them are at the Honda Indy Toronto. Everybody's listening to what's happening here at Flamborough Speedway, and that's great news. I know Alex is really keyed in on this. He said, Joe, make sure the guys know to have a great time, and I wish I was there.
Alex Nagy was a tough competitor when he ran late model here. I remember that. And he was one of the kings at getting that nose just in underneath you, and all of a sudden you were on the outside going, what happened?
You know, Kerry Mix is another name that was here at Flamborough Speedway. There's a number of guys that we could mention. J.R. Fitzpatrick is another one of those competitors that's done a lot of racing here at Flamborough Speedway. Those guys are getting ready to head out west. And I know, Junior, you got your bags packed. You guys have got a lot of racing to do over the course of the next 2 weeks.
There's going to be lots of racing out there, that's for sure. There's, 3 races for the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series within a week and a half. Everybody's excited for it. There's been a lot of breaks between the races, so I know a lot of the guys are welcoming this little stretch here because it's really going to sort the points out a little bit. It is so tight up at the front of the field with DJ Kennington leading and Andrew Ranger in second place. JR, of course, had a really tough outing at Delaware Speedway. So, you know what? It's really going to be exciting out west. And I can't get over Dale Shaw. He's leading this race 36 laps in. He's doing a whale of a job. He's using the right side of the car all this entire race here on the 05 of Brad Cochran. Those two guys are wearing each other out as the 8 car of Paul House rolls back out on the racetrack.
Now, the 05 of Brad Cochran, we nicknamed him the Shadow. And that's because Brad tends to be one of those racers. You really don't notice him. He's on the racetrack. And all of a sudden, when you got about 5 to go, he's in that top 3. Tonight, he's in that top group early.
Yeah, this could be trouble for the rest.
Brad is one of those racers, another one, who's very calm and cool. He's not an excitable type of guy as a rule. And he's a lot of fun to watch. Him and Dale will have a great time because I know the one thing is Brad does respect Dale. He said that to us before, that Dale is a good, clean racer. And I think all these late model drivers want to keep him that way. So they know that if they start knocking him around, he's going to start fighting back, and then he'll get all kinds of bad habits. Make him a nice rookie in his rookie year.
Dale Shunneman, starter here at Flamborough Speedway for the Grisdale Triple Crown, shows the drivers the white flag. He wants them side by side. He wants them lined up perfect, and he's got it this time. White flag in his hand, and the cars drift down into turn one and two.
Well, Paul House is still on the racetrack, going to keep going. The bad news for Paul, he is down a lap, and there is no lucky dog here at Flamborough Speedway.
The 83 of Dale Shaw will start this next restart on the inside. He wants the jump on that 05 of Brad Cochran, running second to his outside, and the green flag is in the air, side-by-side, perfect start.
I think Cochran tried to get a bit of a run on that outside lane going into turn number one, and just Dale Shaw was all over it. Now Shaw on the brakes into turn three is Cochran, and the 44 is Steve Laking, charge it high through three and four.
He shot right up into the second spot as they cross the line. It is the 05 of Brad Cochran, the 44 of Steve Laking, and the 83 of Dale Shaw side by side for second spot here at Flamborough.
And the 82 of Jason Shaw now going to line up right behind the 83 of Dale. And now father and son running side by side into turn two and down the back straightaway. And it looks to me like Dale's got the advantage.
Junior, looks like your pick for this race is really starting to turn it on.
Yeah, for sure. The turn two wall is getting a workout, everyone. That 05 car bounced off the fence and took the 83 car down low when they got door to door coming off of turn two on that last restart. That's why you're seeing Dale Shaw drifting back a little bit. I think that was some pretty hard contact. I wonder if the toe was knocked out of that 83 car. But look who's coming. That 24 of Brandon Dodaro is moving up. He's moving up fast.
He's up to sixth spot right now. And don't count out David Elliott. He did have a flat tire, went pit side, did not lose a lap. He's currently battling up into that top 10. Jerry, we got a race on our hands.
Dave Elliott trying to make his way through the field. Remember, it was the contact with the 22 of Bill Lasseline when he got sideways that sent David to the pits. That's where he is again. He's got to get around that 22 car. I think he's being extra careful. He doesn't want to have anything happen to it twice.
We're working lap 42 of 75 here at Flamborough Speedway. The 05 of Cochran is out front. The 44 of Laking, though, is dead in his tracks right behind him. Jerry, you couldn't slide a piece of paper between them.
They are so close together, I think they're both going to have a little paint exchange on that front and rear bumpers as the 83 of Dale Shaw now into third. Shane Gowan in the 39 running in fourth spot. And that battle is for fifth. It's Didero in the 24 and the 82 of Jason Shaw.
Junior, the 82 did bounce it off the fence that time as well.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody's bouncing it off that turn two fence. Looking back, you see Bill Lasseline even scraping coming off there. It's looking real slick coming off of turn two, as always here at Flamborough Speedway. That 44 car is getting into that 05 a little wee bit. You're seeing a little bit of contact, but Dale Shaw is definitely, he's setting a charge because that right rear looks like he's kind of burned it up.
Oh, and lots of smoke comes out of the 05 car. He expires the motor. The 44 of Laking backs it into the wall hard. It's like ice, Jerry, down into turn one. A bad, bad hit for Steve Laking.
They were full tilt headed into turn number one when the motor let go on the 05 car. And Steve Laking was in the air when he hit the wall. If you look down there into the concrete, you'll see where the tires hit about 2 feet up the concrete wall. That was a tough, tough hit. The whole back end of the car is up against the rear window.
The red flag is out on the racetrack. They're going up to check on Steve. That was a hard impact. That, like you say, Jer, there was nowhere for Steve Laking to go. When the oil comes out, when an engine expires, I'm sorry, but you're in it.
And there's no control. It's like water on ice. You're just going for the slide, and there's nothing you can do about it.
The top two cars are out of this one, Junior. The 05 blows an engine.
Talking to the crew of Steve Laking here, they said he is okay. He said he's okay on the radio. You know what? I haven't seen a hit like that since Mike Bentley went into the fence at Sunset Speedway at the beginning of the year. That really hurts your race car when you do that. It's there's some major damage on that 44 car, but really glad that Steve Laking is okay, and that could have been much worse with the whole field coming at them.
The 83 of Dale Shaw will inherit the lead. Probably doesn't want to get the lead this way, but he'll take it.
You never say no when they hand you the lead position.
And the 44 of Laking is out of the car. That's great to see.
And I got to hand it to our EMTs here at Flamborough Speedway. They do a great job of making sure the drivers are okay. We all know that after you have a crash like that, the adrenaline is pumping. You don't feel anything. You feel great. You feel strong. You're going to climb out of the car. They will make the drivers slow down and take it easy. Do a couple of exercises just to make sure they've got full movement and there isn't an injury that's going to show up a few minutes later.
Man, it's a tough night for Steve Laking. A hard, hard impact into the outside retaining wall for him. The 05 of Brad Cochran blows an engine. We are working lap 46 at Flamborough Speedway. It's been an amazing race so far, Jerry. A fast pace. And the drivers, when they can get single file to log some laps, you can really see the movement in these cars.
Well, they take off around here once they get, I know we all hate freight train racing, but that's not really what it is. What it is trying to get some laps in and get some air in the car, get the tires heated up so you can start making the moves you want to make. But I've got to say, this blowing engine on the 05 of Brad Cochran, we haven't seen a blowing engine at Flamborough Speedway in quite some time. This is very unusual, and I don't know, maybe it's just a sign, but I hope it's not a sign of things to come. The drivers have been able to go and have very reliable engines of late. We just haven't had this kind of problem and this kind of accident.
But what do they always say? They always run best just before they blow. I can remember hearing Jim Irvin from Sauble Speedway and you saying that millions of times, and it proves it here tonight. The 05 of Brad Cochran goes to victory lane last Saturday right here at Flamborough Speedway.
And now tonight they're going to take it home on the hook. And they've got a tough week ahead of them, that's for sure.
The 44 of Steve Laking also was scheduled to do some other races. I caught a quick word with Steve just before the night of racing, and we'll hear from him right now.
Yeah, we were pretty good in practice. You know, same old deal, a Grisdale race, you just got to be patient and be there at the end.
You know, look back to race number one, you got tapped, you got turned. You kept everything together, kept the bin in, and went right back after them, and you got a great finish out of it. What do you think going into this one here tonight? A lot of great cars.
Yeah, you're right, Joe. There's a lot of great cars. There always is. But same deal. You got to stay in there for one thing. You got to be there in the end, and you just have to be patient.
You're one of the guys and one of the few guys that can hook their car up on the outside here at Flamborough and make it stick and make it work. How do you do that? Or I guess that's a closely guarded secret.
Well, it is, and it's getting harder and harder. Flamborough's just getting to be a real tough racetrack to run too wide, unfortunately, because it's a decent-sized track, decent-shaped track, but that outside lane just isn't there a whole lot anymore. So, you know, if it's a restart and whatnot, you can get a good couple laps in the outside, but that's about all you can get.
A lot of great sponsors on your machine. See Sloot on the back quarters there. They're real happy to be with you.
Oh, they are. Yeah, they just came on board this year, and they've helped out tremendously. And longtime sponsors, Boucher and Jones Fuels, McKay Enterprises, and Spire Fire Protection. They're all a bunch of good guys.
A lot of big races still to come. We're just into July now. The Gold Rush 100 comes up. The MRE Series comes up Wednesday night. What's in the future for you?
Yeah, all of that, actually. And after sunset on Wednesday night, we're loading up and going to head down to Virginia and run with Murray Tim again like we did at Hickory. So that's going to be a big week for us. So hopefully everything stays. We still have four wheels when we load it up tonight, Wednesday night, and then we're off Thursday night to Virginia.
It'll be fine. Checkered flag won't look bad hanging out the window of that 44 at the end of this one.
Nope, I'd take it.
Tough night for the 44 of Steve Laking. Man, you hate to see that. He's got four tires, but Jerry, he's missing the back end of that race car. That is destroyed on the rear end.
We talked about it off the top of the race tonight. For Steve Laking, too often, Flamborough Speedway represents either checkers or wreckers. And tonight it's the latter, and I'm sure that's not making him happy. We know he's got one awful load of work to do, and I don't know if he can get it all done by Wednesday or Thursday.
Cleanup is going on the Speedway right now. Kind of quiet down trackside, Junior. The pit's a busy spot. I can imagine the 44 crew is pretty dejected right now.
Yeah, the pits are definitely busy, but it's not busy in a good way for the 44 of Laking, obviously.
No.
I have caught up with the 70.
Now you're going to have to come back up on the hill, Junior. We keep losing you there. We'll check back in with you in a second here, but... just bust in when you're all set and ready to go, Jerry.
Hey, I've caught up with Jamie Cox here out on lap one. This team cannot buy luck this year. And just what happened, man?
First lap, and some guys just not having enough patience, I guess. Like, it's a long race. Just take your time, guys. I don't know. It's, stuff happens, and I guess that's what happened to us. So we'll deal with it and go on.
Now, we see you racing all over Ontario at all the big late model shows. What's coming up on your schedule for 2012? Obviously, we've got some big races coming up.
Yeah, our next race is going to be Wednesday night at Sunset. We're going to run that one. And then the next race after that will be at Delaware, the NASCAR race.
You've got some awesome sponsors. Give them a thanks for me.
Yeah, I'd like to thank APC and Canusa. That's the main sponsor. And Total Oil and AP Exhaust, Bosch, Fram, London City Chrysler, and Stubbs Communications. Everybody that helps out, and all my crew guys that help, just a big thanks.
Hey, I tell you what, you guys are a class act, and we'll see you at the next event. Back up to you guys.
Yeah, tough night for Jamie Cox. Long way to tow, but those guys do it, Jerry, each and every time. There's the Grisdale Triple Crown, and you know Jamie Cox will be back out here at Flamborough Speedway for that third round.
Well, you know, like he said, they can't seem to buy any luck. When you go out on lap one, you don't feel all that encouraged, no matter how little the damage is, if it takes you out of the night. So, like he said, class act. We know Jamie. He's a tough, tough competitor. And I know Luke Ramsey, who helps to keep that car running. Luke will be pushing him to say, yeah, we're going back. Let's get some revenge.
Pretty amazing. And that's what short track racing is all about in this country. Fantastic wherever you go, whether it's dirt or asphalt. That's the kind of guts and determination it takes to be a short track racer in this country. Speaking of a short track racer and a guy that's got a big heart and is having a great night, spoke with Shane Gowan before tonight's race. You know, last time in the Grisdale Triple Crown in round number one, Shane was not feeling good. He had another driver in the car, and he's had a number of drivers. He had George Wilson in behind the wheel of that number 39. And, you know, it's great to see that Shane is behind the wheel tonight here at Flamborough Speedway. I got a quick word with him just before the night's races. Here he is.
I'm going to drive it.
You're going to jump in behind the wheel. Feeling a little better, are we?
Yeah, last couple weeks I've been trying it. Car was really bad last week, but it went to Dr. Hamlin, got fixed up. It's pretty good, so we'll try it.
Oh, fantastic. I know health is an issue for you. Things coming along okay? Because I know there's a lot of interested race fans.
Still up and down. I'm currently on call waiting for a serious operation. So whenever that happens, I'll be out and done for the year.
Well, the good news is you feel good here tonight, and you're going to get behind the wheel. How's the 39 in practice today? How are things looking for tonight?
I was real good out of the gate on old tires, and then we scuffed in some new ones. So now we'll just see what happens. We have a fast heat start at the back, so just try to hook on to Mr. Shaw or somebody fast up there and go for a ride, see what happens.
You've been back there before and come through the field and done okay.
Yeah, this place is all about patience. There's really only one lane. You got to wait 75, 74 laps and see what's there at the end. If you can be on the lead lap with 10 or 12 to go, you're going to be all right.
Let's look back to race number one. You had George Wilson, Oscar Super Late Model driver, in behind the wheel. He had some difficulty in that race, but nevertheless did have a decent finish out of what was looking to be a bad day.
Yeah, George is a good friend of ours, and he helped me out. I was going through a pretty bad feeling a couple weeks there. So it takes some getting used to. He's never drove a crate motor before. He's used to that big power and those nice soft tires. But if we'd have got a week or two in before with some practice, you'd have seen him get a little higher than sixth. But he did good. I appreciate him coming down helping us out. And he may be back in there for the years out. You never know.
You're going to have to show them up here tonight. Good luck, and get out there and win this one for Lucas Oil. I know they're a great sponsor on your machine.
Absolutely. Couldn't be here without them. Going on 7 years now. Everything you could need, they're there for. So the best sponsor you could ask for. And got a great bunch of guys helping me. And, you know, that's what this is all about. Nobody's getting paid. Everybody's donating their time. And if you didn't have guys like Lucas and your crew guys, you'd be sitting at home watching, I guess.
Well, keep feeling good. Get out there and go get them.
I'll try. If not, I'll stop, and you and I can change, and you're in the seat.
No, you'll come up to the booth, and you can help us out up there.
Deal. That might not be bad.
Good to hear that Shane's feeling good. Look at Jerry. He's second on the racetrack right now.
And that says a lot about Shane's determination, his heart, and just he's out there to do the job. And that's the main thing, you know. And he's got that car working, as he said. Junior Hanley's been working on that chassis for him. And you can see tonight, it is paying off. That car is working as it should.
Sue's busy on Twitter here, getting us some results from what's happening around the province of Ontario. How about Sauble Speedway right now? Oscar Super Late Models, guess who has won some heat races?
I'll bet you the last name's Watson.
He did. You're right. The 22 of Glenn Watson has won a heat. So has that number 77 of Wilson. He's gone to victory lane in a heat race. Big race up there tonight. The 7 of Derek Tamirisma finishing up second. The 10 of Kennedy is right there in third. They're in for a barn burner up there. Results for another heat race. How about the 29 of Chenoweth?
We all know Sean can wheel a race car. We watched him do it here in late models and Thunder cars. We know that guy can really push a car through. And the one thing I'll say about Sean is there's a lot of talent behind that wheel. That guy can wheel a car. If the car's not performing, he's like the old school racer. You make it work.
The Can-Am Midgets are at Grand Bend Speedway. The 16 goes to victory lane. The 48, Darren McLennan, he also goes to victory lane in heats. We'll keep you up to date on what happens there. Out in Nova Scotia, Jerry, the Parts for Truck Maritime Pro Stock Tour has 59 laps in the books. They're under rain delay right now, and you can bet Sean Tucker's biting his nails. He is the halfway lap leader, so they're under caution right now and in a rain delay out on the East Coast. So that's what's happening in and around of stuff that we know of right now. But here at Flamborough Speedway, lap 46, cars are circulating around the racetrack now. Nice gesture on behalf of the officials here. Give the guys some water to cool them down. It's a hot night here at Flamborough.
And we got the drivers cooled down. Now it's time to warm up the cars and the tires as we take a few hot laps once again, get some heat back in the tires after they sat still for a few minutes. They're running that American Racer 10-inch slick tire. You got to get it hot or it's not going to hold the racetrack.
Junior, how are things looking over pitside?
I was just talking with Steve Laking. I dropped by to see how he was doing. And you know what? He hurt his back a little bit. He's a little bit stiff. He's not hurt by any stretch. He is okay. But he's definitely feeling the effects of that one. He's going to be stiff tomorrow morning, he said. But you know what? Looking at this race here, looking at what we've all witnessed here, some of the best racers are having some of the biggest trouble. Looking at the 24 car, I'm really impressed with that guy, man. He started at the back of this field. He had some body issues, moved up a little bit, and then fell back out of this race. But the 24, Brandon Dodaro, and how about Shane Gowan and the 83 car as we're starting to double up and getting the white flag next time by.
Jerry, run us through the field. You're the pro at this.
So on the pole for the restart, the number 83 is Dale Shaw. Right beside him on the front row, the 39 of Shane Gowan. Brennan Dodaro in that 24 will be on the inside of row 2. Beside him, the number 82 of Jason Shaw. On the inside of row 3, the 56 is Jeff Stewart. Beside him, the 3 of Chris Boschler. Row 4 is the 37 of David Elliott. And the 50, or sorry, what is that? I believe that's the 8
the
car
eight.
Paul House. 8 car. There's a good pair for you. 22 Bill Lasseline. And here we come around turn 4. The green flag. We're back racing.
side by side down into turn number one. 83 doesn't want to give it up. 39 doesn't want to give it up. They'll just run side by side for now.
And Brennan Didero may have the right idea as he just laid back a little bit, knowing that somebody was going to try to pop down to the inside. It was the 39 of Shane Cowan who fell in behind the 83 of Dale Shaw. On the outside, the 82 of Jason Shaw on the move. He's up to third. Didero in the 24 will fall back to fourth.
The top five are single file. From there, she's double back. The three of Chris Boschler really having a hard time on the outside trying to make it stick. The eight car of Paul House moves his way all the way up into seventh spot. Look at him go, Jerry.
Remember, the eight of House is down a lap. He's got a long way to go. And trouble now in turn number four. It's the 56 of Jeff Stewart that spins down to the infield. And once again, the caution flag will fly.
Kind of looked to me like it was by himself. Junior, you would have had a better vantage point.
Yeah, it was by himself. The 56 did definitely go around. The 37 car was close to him, but you know what? It definitely was by himself. Looking at that restart, Dale Shaw got into the door of the 39 of Shane Gowan and kind of forced the issue to get himself clear. I don't expect you want to do that too many times to Shane Gowan, especially on a restart when he's on the outside of you. But looking at Dale Shaw, he did a good job, man. He looked like a crafty veteran.
It looks like somebody has lit the fuse as well, Jerry, on the 75 and that number 9. Fans were going to want to watch those two drivers. You're playing a little bit of touch and go under yellow going down that backstretch. There'll be two cars to watch.
I think some of the drivers had a little bit of contact. They're just a little bit edgy now. It's warm night. They've been sitting for a few minutes. And when you're racing, that's one thing. When the car sits still for a few minutes, as we did under that red flag, the heat builds up inside the driver's suit. You can't unzip it. You can't let it out. It takes a toll on you. Your temper gets short, your patience, your focus, everything is tested.
Lap 48 at Flamborough Speedway. It's the Grisdale Triple Crown. It's 75 laps here tonight at Flamborough Speedway. A beautiful night, a great crowd here at Flamborough. The cars are doubled up. The white flag comes out on the racetrack.
And once again, it will be Dale Shaw on that pole for the restart. The 39 of Shane Gowan. Then the 82, Jason Shaw, 24. Is Brendan Didero. David Elliott in the 37 car will start in fifth. Beside him, the 8 of Paul House, who is down one lap. Number 3 of Chris Boschler. Behind him, the 52 Scott Lyons working his way back up into the mid-pack. And then we're seeing a lot of cars picking it up as we come back to the green. Out of turn number 4, green is in the air. We go racing.
Side by side down into turn number 1. I sound like a broken record, but that's the way it is. Here at Flamborough, these guys cannot get away from one another as the 83 does bust out and take the lead of this race, and his dad's right behind him in the 82. That's Jason Shaw.
We've got Shaw on Shaw, and guess what? We've got caution once again. This time the 9 of Jeff Ruddy is around in turn 3.
Junior, did you catch that?
Of course I caught that. Do I ever miss anything? The 9 car of Joe Ruddy, he got nailed in the door pretty good. He went around. No damage to anybody else's car. By the looks of it, he's rolling her into the infield, and he's going to park it for the night, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I think maybe he's just having a look around.
Yeah, he is bringing it back. He's bringing it back out. We'll see how the damage is here on the right side. No, he looks good. He's going to roll. He's all right.
Lap 49 here at Flamborough Speedway. We're making Brenda Shuneman do her job here tonight in scorekeeping. I know these girls are busy up here. And we got one guy. Well, we got maybe two guys. We got a bunch here scoring tonight's race. Great night for a stock car race at Flamborough Speedway. Sure glad you could tune in on Racetime Radio. We're going to slide out, take a quick break. And I know when we come back, these guys will be under green again. So stay with us on Racetime Radio. We'll be back.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back to Truck Talk. Today we're discussing what a good heavy-duty diesel engine oil can do for your truck. Let's go ahead and take a caller. Clarence, have you noticed any effects from your engine oil?
Well, are you sure, Lieutenant?
Great choice. So what are you seeing? Increased deposit protection?
A rod and reel.
A what now?
Buying Shell Rotella earned me a free rod and reel. You know, for fishing.
Uh-huh.
I do it, sandwiches!
Oh, yeah, Shell Rotella got me free sandwiches, too.
Yeah, who is that?
That's Johnny. We're fishing.
Uh-huh.
And eating sandwiches on a boat!
Well, good for you. Can we take another caller?
You can get even more out of Shell Rotella with the My Miles Matter Rewards Program. Reward yourself with great stuff from Bass Pro Shops, Subway, Burger King, Travelocity, and more. Look for reward codes under the caps of specially marked bottles of Shell Rotella or ask your participating installer, then sign up online. Make your miles matter with My Miles Matter from Shell Rotella. Featured corporations are not sponsors of this promotion. All rights reserved. Visit Rotella.com for terms, conditions, and redemption details.
The Richard Petty Driving Experience returns to Canada. July 7th and 8th at Delaware Speedway. July 12th and 13th at Sunset Speedway. 13th, 14th at Kawartha. And July 19th and 20th at Riverside International Speedway. Do you have what it takes to handle 600 American horsepower on a fast Canadian racetrack? Take it from the king himself.
The sensation of speed is relative to what's around you. The smaller the racetrack, the more sensation, and a lot of times the faster you run.
Richard Petty Driving Experience, the worldwide leader in authentic stock car ride and drive entertainment.
Book your experience of a lifetime today. Call 1-800-BE-PETTY or visit drivepetty.com.
SiriusXM.com/NASCAR, the location to follow.
Where to vote for your favorite drivers.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jeff Gordon,
Jimmy Johnson,
Kenny Stewart.
The shows are on throughout the day on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Mojo here, Jonathan Myers to my right, I'm Rick Benjamin.
Race schedules, sound clips from your favorite drivers.
Tune in to SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, now available online at SiriusXM.com and on the SiriusXM app for smartphones. SiriusXM.com/NASCAR.
Yeah! If you're on Twitter, follow us at Racetime Radio. Stay up to date on all forms of racing, as well as a chance to win some cool racing prizes. So follow us on Twitter at Racetime Radio.
Let's get ready for four tires, guys.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn four.
Then you've come to the right place. It's Racetime Radio with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, race fans, to Racetime Radio. We are live at Flamborough Speedway. Jerry, we step out for a commercial break. We did get the race restarted. We have trouble once again.
We had one lap in under green. It was the 52 of Scott Lyons getting tied up with the 22 of Bill Lasseline. And the 22 up over the hood of the 52, tore all the sheet metal up and did some other damage to it. So the 52, a little help from Ray's towing, is going back to his pit. Bill Lasseline went in under his own power, and all of that took place coming out of turn two and down the back straightaway, just like the David Elliott and the 22 car.
Junior, what's going on in that pit area? I know it's busy over there.
I tell you what, the 22 car, he got high in the air when he got over top of the 52 nose. It's going to be interesting to see what's tore up on the 52 of Scott Lyons. That was a pretty ferocious impact by the 22 car. He is down in the pits. The crew is taking a look at the car. He is directly behind me, just off of turn two. The crew is looking at it. He is still strapped in. By the looks of it, the 22 is going to roll back out. But I'm not too sure on the 52 car. I will have to check that out for you, boys.
Fans, if you get a chance after tonight's races, make your way over to the pit area and have a look at that number 52 car. They did a fantastic job with that machine, getting it prepared, Jerry, and Bill Grisdale honoring some of our racing heroes that have passed on. Great-looking race car, and he's really done a great job on the hood of that car.
Some of the names on the hood of the race car will bring back memories for a lot of fans. Things like Dan Monahan. There's a name that I haven't heard for a while. And actually, his dad was on there, too.
Red Lyons.
Billy Lyons is on there. Scott's dad, who, of course, we lost last year. It's been an emotional time And I think it's an amazing thing that they've decided to do a tribute car like that. The first race, it was all about Scott's dad, Bill. This time, it's more racers. And it's all about the people that have made Flamborough Speedway what it is. The racing history here is deep and rich.
Spoke to Bill Grisdale before tonight's race, and he said, Joe, there's more that could be added to that. He said, it's an honor to do it. Green flag back out on the racetrack. We are working lap 49 at Flamborough Speedway. Jerry, I got to say it again. Side by side down the backstretch, the 83 and the 39, or pardon me, the 82, father and son.
It's an all Shaw front row as they come down the front straightaway, and this time it's Jason who gets the nose out in front. Jason Shaw in the 82 will take the lead, but Dale isn't going to give it up. He'll fight with Dad as they go down the back straight to turn number three.
Don't look now, but the 37 Pennzoil Chevrolet of David Elliott is back up into third spot. He's looking on the inside of that number 83 for second. Oh, and caution comes out.
We've got trouble in turn one, and that all got started with a little contact between the 39 of Shane Gowan and the 56 of Jeff Stewart. They collected the 74 of Trevor Monahan, 61 Brad Weller, 75 of TJ Marshall, and the 9 of Jeff Ruddy.
Some fluid down in between turn one and two. There will be a cleanup again. Junior, pretty high action here at Flamborough Speedway tonight.
You know what? The race fans don't want to see a bunch of yellows like this, but you know what? The last race went basically green to checkered with very few minor incidents in between. This one here, she's a yellow-laden race, that's for sure. We'll see what's going to happen. This plays a major distraction on the drivers, and you see some guys get kind of hot under the collar when they got to keep slowing up. Cautions breed cautions, like the best always say, so it's going to be interesting, but we do see the 82 car and the 83 car up front. That is a very interesting story with father and son. And the 37 car of David Elliott doing a whale of a job coming back up through the field.
Here's David Elliott a little earlier today with his thoughts going into tonight.
Well, right now we do, but the race hasn't started, so I hate saying that. Again, as usual, we're really good with the top five run. We want a competitive car. Last time we seemed to be off right from the get-go. And tonight we're good, so yes, she does. And we ended up managing to get up there. We had a good car at the end, and the tires went away, so we're hoping that we can keep the tires in one piece and have a good run at the end. So, you know what, if I have a good run, hopefully we'll start up in the first two or three and finish there.
Thank your wife now, and then maybe you can win.
Yeah, you know, I'll wait till the end. I don't want to push things, you know. She still loves me right now, so we're all good.
Pretty good season so far for the 37, David.
You know what? It's been phenomenal. I've broken two transmissions in hot laps. The very first lap, I've won out in two races. Other than that, I've had two sixth-place runs, and all the rest are top threes. And you know what? How can you complain about that? Running out of Delaware, they have over 24 cars every night. The last big race at 100, I finished third. There was 31 cars. And you know what? Even there, my car wasn't great, but we hung around, stayed there at the end, and we had a solid top 10 car, and we came out with a third-place run. And you know what? My crew's been phenomenal. We work on the car. We're having a great year, and we seem to be putting more hours in the shop this year than we have any other year. So I don't know. Maybe the hard work's paying off for us.
You know, I seem to remember you beating Kyle Busch last time at Delaware Speedway in a heat race. That was a good accomplishment.
Well, I finished second to him. I didn't beat him, but I like that. That would have been a great accomplishment. But you know what? To finish second behind him was good. And you know what? I hope the season just gets better from here. If we get a good car and keep it handling good and stay on top of it, then there's just great things to come about it. And you know, when the cars run better, you seem to stay out of problems. It's when your car's in the middle of the pack and you're fighting to hang on to it that you just get sucked up in every accident. And you know what, knock on wood, we've had a good car and stayed out of trouble this year. So
Gold Rush 100 comes up August the 20th right here at Flamborough. You jumping at the bit to get to that, baby?
Well, I have no problem if I qualify pole going to the back. I'm going to try my hardest, and again, that's going to be a tire management and making it through. And I feel that if I get a chance, I'll definitely be able to stay out of trouble. I'm pretty good at staying out of trouble. It's staying out of myself that I got to watch out.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, he's staying out of trouble so far, Jerry. He has had his trouble tonight, but he's currently third on the racetrack as we speak.
You know, one of the things I started to look at was the lap counter. We got 24 to go. I think that says a lot more about how these guys are racing. All those top drivers we saw go to the back a little bit and have some pit issues, go off to the pits to do something to the car and come back. They all seem to be up at the front again. And one of the things I'm thinking about is when we were talking, when David was just talking about the Gold Rush 100, the money's there if you're willing to go to the back. Are these guys practicing?
You could have a point there, Junior. What's it looking like over pitside now?
Yeah, it's looking pretty grim. There's a lot of long faces down here. There's some torn up equipment. Again, we've only got 12 cars on the racetrack right now, so there's been some major carnage here tonight. And I'm just really glad that Steve Laking is okay, and he is down here. He's walking around. I got a good look at that race car, and there's some major damage there. So. Tough break for that 44 car and the 52 of Scott Lyons as well.
Looking at the racetrack right now here at Flamborough Speedway, we are working lap 51. Clean up just getting finished up on the racetrack. Jerry, those guys do a great job here at Flamborough each and every night. They keep that track clean. These guys can go race.
You know, it's always fun because you always think, gee, what's taking these guys so long? But that's because we're not pushing the broom. And they do a great job. They work hard at it. They're serious about it. And, you know, I can honestly say I very rarely hear a driver here at Flamborough Speedway complain about the racetrack when the cleanup crew is done. They usually have it in good shape.
Well, we've seen the motor expire on that 05 here tonight, and it was a big mess to clean up. The guys went green, and there was no problem down in that turn. So you know those guys are doing their job. I see Dave Franks up here in the booth. He's got a slide over here. Dave, you've been a staple here at Flamborough Speedway for a lot of years. What do you think of tonight's race? Man, we got some hot cars on that track.
Yeah, we sure do. And I was kind of looking up there towards the sky, and I don't know if it was a full moon up there or it was just one of the Speedway lights, but it's not a full moon, and we're going to be okay. Excuse me. I'm coughing on licorice, Joe. But, no, this is working out real good, and it's going to be a good race, and it looks like it might turn down to a father-son shootout, and that will be history here. And I can't tell you who my favorite driver is, but whoever wins it, it's all going to be good. And, Joe, we'll see you on Wednesday night up the road. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. We got to make it to the MRE race. Of course, the McCall Racing Enterprises series continues at Sunset Speedway. It's a midweek race. A lot of hot cars are going to be at that race, and I know you're going to be there. You got some great photos, not only from here at Flamborough Speedway, you get them from all over the place.
Yeah, well, I just love racing and doing what I'm doing and having fun. And, yeah, Joe, we're going to be there and looking forward to seeing you up there. And a lot of good racing there. And right now we've got a lot more good racing to go on here. We've got another three divisions to go yet.
Absolutely. Pro Challenge tonight, yes. Along with Thunder Car. We still have mini stocks to go. Lots of great racing.
Oh, excellent. The minis are just great, unbelievable. Thunder cars are right there on top of it, so it's good racing.
Lay your money. Which one of those Shaws is going to finish ahead of the other one? Do you think the Christmas presents will get a little bigger if one's ahead of the other?
Well, I'm going to say like Judy Allison said when it was Davey and Bobby down at Daytona, father, son, who are you cheering for? And she says, I'm going to cheer for the one that brings home the bacon. So there you go. So the winner's going to bring home the bacon. That's who I'm going to cheer for.
Well, you can see Dad sort of leading the sun around here right now. But when that green flag comes back out, Jason Shaw is going to nail it. You know he's going to go quick and try and get the lead.
I'll tell you what, Jason's not going to give him an inch. And you know what? That's the way it should be. And I don't think Junior will either. So let's sit back and watch it.
White flag out on the racetrack. Dale Shunneman is set and ready to go. You know this is going to be another tight restart, Jerry.
Well, this is going to be a fun restart because father and son, as you heard Jason say earlier, those cars are alike, the driving styles are alike, the setups are alike. So if you've watched either one of them on a restart, you know what to expect from both. And here we come now out of turn number four. There's the green, and it's Dale Shaw that goes into turn one with the nose out in front.
Oh, David Trouble. Elliott gets jacked up. The 8 goes around. The 74 of Monahan goes around. The 56 of Jeff Stewart pops it off the wall. Yellow flag will be back out on the racetrack.
And that was simply a measure of someone checking up near the front. Dave Elliott lifted just a little bit, and that's all it took because then somebody got into the back end of him, lifted him up, and everybody was in trouble.
That's what happens when you have incredibly tight racing like we've got here tonight. Junior, you had that one at your toe tips again.
Yeah, the 56 car is damaged very bad. He got her real good with the right front wheel. He definitely tongued that fence pretty hard. And the 37 car didn't look like he got much damage out of the deal. It looks like he was the spinner instead of the spinny. But the 56 car, I'd hazard to say, is done. That car hit the wall a ton.
You see the 37 Pennzoil Chevrolet of David Elliott trying to roll the car. It looked like it was going to go, and then it just quit again. Tough night for David Elliott in that car.
Well, the hard part is anytime we know you pick up the rear end of the race car at any kind of a speed and drop it back down to the racing surface, usually within a few laps that transmission starts acting up. They're just not designed to have them picked up and dropped back down again.
Now, we're going to check with the scorekeeper, but I believe that number 8 car is down a lap. And looking at the racetrack right now, and we are still on lap number 51, it is the 82 of Jason Shaw that will restart this race in the first spot. The 83, his son, the rookie, Dale Shaw, will be on the outside of row number 1. The 24 of Brendan Dodaro in that Schuldeis Fusion Stone car has really done a great job tonight, coming up into third spot.
And remember, he started at the back. He had to, got caught up in that early problem, had to go to the back of the field for the restart, and that's when we still had a pretty full field out here. And he has managed to make his way back up into that top three. So I think we're going to see some more from the 24 of Dodaro. I think he's still got a lot more race car underneath there than he's shown us this far.
Junior, good sign for David Elliott. All he needed was a little bump start. His battery must be gone south.
Yeah, you know what? The batteries definitely go south in a hurry when you get all these yellow flags. And when the race is going on so long, the motors don't usually like starting up too much over and over again. So I really got to throw out a huge thank you, though. You guys might be a little bit mad up there in the booth, but I got some Speedway Pepperettes from Brad Collison. Driver of the number 13 London Recreational Thunder car. So, you know what? I got to thank them.
You know what? Perks of running the pits, isn't it, Jer? We should have taken the pit job tonight.
I'm in the tower. Last time I was in the pits, and I don't remember getting pepperettes last time around.
You know what? You just got to know people, Jerry. You just got to know.
I think that's the problem. They all know me, and they're not going to give it to me.
I only got 5 or 6 pepperettes, though, so there's none for the ride home for you.
Oh, you mean you only have 5 or 6 left. That means that out of a bag, you've only got 5 or 6 left. Those Speedway pepperettes are something else. They're excellent.
You know what? When you go to a short track and you see the 13 London Recreational Thunder car roll in of Brad Collison, walk over to his trailer and buy yourself a bag of pepperettes. These things are awesome. It's not coming to Flamborough Speedway without getting some Speedway pepperettes.
Pretty amazing. I spoke with Jeff Stewart tonight. As he's on the hook now, he did have high hopes for tonight's race. Here's Jeff Stewart.
Well, it's going to be a good car. It always is. And you know, we've got a lot of competition out there, and just hope a few things go our way, and we get the brakes and have a shot at it at the end. That's all you can ask for.
You know, I look back to race number 1, a little contact. Things got a little tight for the 56 Kubota car, and stuff happened. Otherwise, you had a really fast race car. How about tonight?
Oh, I think we're going to be just as good or better. We've got a real good car, and like I say, if things go our way, we're going to have a shot at it. I hope to anyway, and I think we got a top 5 car, so, and from there, we just take it from there.
See the guys working underneath the car right now. What are they doing under there?
We got a little bit of a problem with the steering. We're just going to try and get it sorted out, and hopefully this is it. We put on a pump. Mr. Grisdale went and opened his shop up for us, and we got a pump, and that wasn't it. And now we're putting a servo on, and we think we got it.
Pretty typical of Bill Grisdale, not only sponsoring the race, but, man, what a service he provides to a lot of racers here in Canada.
Yeah, they didn't even think about it. I talked to Bill's son there, and he got a hold of Bill, and Bill was here at the racetrack, of course, and right down to the shop and opened up for us, and he brought back 3 power steering pumps just to make sure we had the right one.
So if you take the checkered flag tonight and beat the 52, man, he's going to wish he didn't open that shop.
Well, he might try and get some of the purse money for helping me out too. But that's a pretty nice gesture he's done with the 52 car too. And I was talking to Scott today, Scott Lyons, about it, and Scott was pretty proud and pretty thankful that the Grisdale family stepped up and helped him out the way they did.
I bet you there's going to be a lot of fans in Erin tonight listening, but not only that, in the grandstand tonight. I seen some 56 signs up there. I think you got a bunch here.
Yeah, I got a few fans here tonight, and a lot of my family's here, and really looking forward to them being here and putting on a show.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Tough run for the 56 Kubota car of Jeff Stewart. Jerry, what a class guy. Jeffster, his predictions were right on, a top five car, and that's pretty well where he was running when he had some trouble there.
The only bad news is his luck didn't come through and he didn't get to kind of see what he had at the end, because we're still a little ways away from that. But, yeah, tough luck for Jeff. He's a good racer, a hard racer. And, you know, the one thing I'll say about Jeff, when he puts the helmet on, he's all business. In the pits, he's a great guy and he's a lot of fun, but put that helmet on and he's all about getting the job done, and that's amazing.
Junior, you're down there. Bruce Junior's probably just itching to get that 56 car back in that pit.
Yeah, you know what? These guys aren't working real hard to get this thing back together. I think you got some major right front damage on that 56 car, but I am standing with somebody that's very interesting. I'm standing with Brandon Houck, a weekly competitor here in the go-karts at Flamborough Speedway. He's 16 years old. Brandon, you race out here all the time. What's it like? How's your car count looking in the go-karts?
Actually, pretty good. Waterloo Kart Club has one of the highest kart counts in Ontario, so we get a fair number of karts out here every week.
Now, you've been racing for how long?
I think about 8-9 years now.
Where all have you raced? I know go-karts, you travel around a lot. You see lots of guys traveling all over the province, all over Canada, really. Where all have you raced before?
Oh, I've raced in Leamington, Belleville, Sutton, up near I've also raced in Kawartha Downs, near the Oval Track. And really, it's just awesome.
For sure. Now, we are going back to White Flag. I know you got lots of sponsors. Give them a thanks for me.
I'd like to thank Finish Line Painting and Restorations, Linward Home Hardware, Carlson Racing for their great engines, and my mom and dad.
Hey, guys, we're going back green, side by side, heading down into Turn 1 is the Shaw Boys. Back up to you guys.
And they are door-to-door as they come around Turn 1 and down the back straightaway out of 2. Brendan Didero in the 24 now starting to make his move towards the front. He gets up alongside the 83. It's the 82 of Jason Shaw who's out in front. And Dale Shaw is now showing what happens when you work it on the outside. The 24 of Didero, though, doing a great job, gets under him on the inside. And look out, Jason Shaw. Here comes Brendan Didero.
The 3 car of Chris Buechler now working his way. Caution comes out up in turn number 3 and 4. Junior, what happened down there?
The 22 car sideways once again. He's been sideways quite a bit tonight, along with the 61 of Brett Wheeler and the 74 of Trevor Monahan, rather. They are coming off the track right now. The 74 car is heading down pit lane. It's going to be interesting to see what's damaged. I've seen a lot of weaving back and forth with that 74 car. The 22 car, you know what? The car's still rolling. It doesn't look like he got hit too hard, but he's bringing it pit side.
Lap 53 here at Flamborough Speedway of 75. Jerry, the laps are wearing down.
And you know what? I think it's taking a toll on some of the drivers maybe that have been involved earlier. Their nerves have been rattled a little bit. This heat's getting to them. The 22 car, as we say, has been sideways a few times. He's been involved in 3 or 4 different incidents. And this time, we'll see how they do on the damage, because when I watched him going off, there was a lot of sheet metal and fiberglass flapping around in that front end. So we'll see if there's any damage under that as well.
Your number one son, the voice, the other voice of Flamborough Speedway, Josh Paxton, not here tonight. He's down at Daytona Beach. He's having some fun at the big track.
Well, he's been away all week. He took off a week ago and didn't bother to tell me he was going to Daytona. I found out last night when I got a BBM message saying, I just watched Dale Jr. qualify, and he shows me a picture from Daytona.
Isn't that just like kids, right?
Always. But it was funny. He's watching the race from the grandstand in Daytona last night. I'm sitting at home on my patio. We're both got our Blackberries out, and I'm pretty sure his wife's not going to be too happy with me, because he spent most of the race chatting with me on the Blackberry.
Well, we won't tell you what's happening at Daytona International Speedway right now. We can tell you that if you haven't heard this news yet, A.J. Allmendinger is sitting on the sidelines. He failed a drug test. Yes, you heard it correct. A.J. Allmendinger failed a drug test earlier today. He is suspended. Tune in to Sirius XM NASCAR Radio to hear more about that. Tune in to Racetime Radio on Monday night
and we will have more on that story as it develops. A.J. Allmendinger, driver of the 22 for Penske, sitting on the sidelines, Jerry. That's a big-time problem for that team.
And certainly Dinger was having a great season, too, putting on some good shows, and it's going to be tough for them to try and fill that seat. I know there's a lot of talented drivers out there, but they had a really good rhythm going on that team. He was starting to make some very strong performances, so that's a tough break for him and for the team.
Well, if you know NASCAR, you know NASCAR does not play with their drug policy. Their substance abuse policy is second to none, and they really adhere to that. And, you know, we got to give the guy the benefit of the doubt right now in saying that, you know, there is going to be another test in 72 hours, according to the release I got, and there will be a B test to see if that is positive or negative. But as it stands right now, test A was positive for substance abuse.
Well, we'll see how it shakes out. We hopefully that everything works out in Dinger's favor. We don't want to see another driver in trouble, but it does happen. And let's, as we say, give him the benefit of the doubt. But I'll put it this way. NASCAR doesn't usually make very many mistakes.
Not very often at all. Okay, we're working lap 53 here at Flamborough Speedway. Cleanup continues. Those guys have really got a workout down there tonight. They're going to earn their beer.
Well, they've been going at it, and, you know, you start sweeping down and trying to get that track cleaned off. They know that these drivers, the tires are hot. That means they're a little sticky. They're going to pick up anything that's left on the racetrack. So these guys are doing everything they can to make sure they can get it off of there. Funny now, I'm looking at Dale Shaw. This is the furthest back he's been all night. He's fourth.
Yeah, pretty amazing, isn't it? Look at it. And the 83 car really didn't look that comfortable on that last restart. Looked like he was kind of loose coming off turn two.
Well, we talked earlier about the pace he was setting and how hard he was driving the race car, and we said that right rear tire was taking a pounding. Maybe he just tried a little too much too early, and we watched some of these other guys sort of waiting at the back, letting the things happen, and maybe now Dale's paying the price for it.
The crafty veteran, the 82 of Jason Shaw up front, Junior. How are things looking over pitside now? A lot of business going on over there.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a lot of business. The 56 car is up on jack stands by the looks of it right now. Jeff is out of the car, and they are definitely they're working away at it, but I'm not 100% sure on whether they're going to try to get it back out. They're not rushing that hard, but there's definitely a lot of torn up race cars down here, and we'll try to get caught up with as much as possible down here in pit lane.
Got to put it out to Grant Slater. He is back in the Racetime Radio studio, making sure that everything gets out onto the air, and we want to welcome the listeners from across Canada and the U.S. that are listening right now to Racetime Radio. We are live at Flamborough Speedway. It is the Grisdale Triple Crown, race number two, 75 laps here tonight. We have 53 in the books. Dale Shunneman, the starter here at Flamborough Speedway, shows these drivers the white flag, hopefully for the last time tonight. Hopefully the next one he throws is the checker.
And if I was going to pick somebody to watch out of this group as we go to the restart, it's going to be the 24 of Brendan Didero. He's on the outside of Jason Shaw as they come around out of turn number four. Down to the front straightaway, green flag, and we're back racing. Jason Shaw got that great jump going into turn number one. He got a good restart. And Didero on the outside, still in second spot. Chris Boster in that three car could not hold on to the bumper.
The eight car of Paul House gets incredibly loose and just taps the side of the 83. Dale Shaw all the way back now to about 10th spot in that 83. The car does look extremely loose, Jerry.
I think Dale's having a whole handful in there just trying to keep that car on the racetrack. It wants to scoot up towards the wall, and I'm not sure if he's going to be able to do too much more with it. But right now, the 82, Jason Shaw, his dad is out in front, and he is putting a big lead on the 24 of Didero.
The 24 car, the Schold Ice Fusion Stone, Didero, running second right now on the racetrack. He started this one at the rear of the field, Jerry. He is having a whale of a run, as is the number three of Boschler, running third right now. Eight is Paul House. He's a lap down, but he's fourth on the racetrack. And the 37 of David Elliott running fifth. The 39 of Shane Gowan is picking it up in sixth.
Man on the move right now, too, towards the backside of the field is that 74, Trevor Monahan. He is making a slow but steady march toward the front. And now the 83 of Dale Shaw gets clear of some of the slower cars. He's going to go with Monahan as they make their way towards the front of this field.
Paul House, you can't count him out yet. He is still coming in that 8 car. He is not giving up. There's no quit in that number 8.
I don't think Paul House realizes he's down a lap. I think he's just going for it. And he may not be the happiest camper once he finds out he is, in fact, down a lap.
Lap 59 here at Flamborough Speedway. The 82 of Jason Shaw checking out by some 10 car lengths over the 24 of Dodaro. Another 10 car lengths back to the number 3. And that is Chris Boschler, loose coming out of turn 2. The 8 of House, right on the 3's back bumper. Jerry, the 37, that is David Elliott. He's on his way right up behind the 8.
Well, no matter how we look at it, we're probably looking at three totally different drivers going to be down with us after this race is over compared to the first one.
Junior, the cars are just whizzing by down in turn number 3.
The last 5 laps, the number 3 car of Chris Boschler has got into the fence coming off of turn 2. And now the 8 car of Paul House is up beside. But you know what? That's going to make a big hole for that number 37 car of David Elliott. He's moving back up through the field as we see the 82 car of Jason Shaw with a huge lead over the 24 of Brandon Dodaro. But if there is another yellow, that 37 car is one to watch.
The 63 laps complete here at Flamborough Speedway. Jerry, this is exactly what these drivers needed and wanted, is some long green flag laps.
And right now, watching that 82 of Jason Shaw, that is more than half a straightaway he's stretched away from Brennan Dodaro. And Dodaro is now slouched. He's pulling away on the 8 of Paul House. And I'm telling you, these guys, although there's some big gaps in here, there is no slowness of pace. These guys are all running rocket laps here.
There is 10 laps to go here at Flamborough Speedway in the Grisdale Triple Crown. A wild night here at Flamborough Speedway, a gorgeous night. If you're just tuned in, we are on lap 66, and Jason Shaw, the veteran from Flamborough Speedway, is showing the way. He is out front in this race, heading off into turn number 2.
And the one thing Shaw's got to worry about now, he's going to start getting into some lap traffic. That is going to slow him down and take away that easy line that he had that allowed him to pick where he wanted to run on the racetrack. He's now got to start worrying about how to pass some of these guys and where to get around them safely. We've seen earlier tonight what can happen when you get in with somebody who's slipping and sliding around the speedway.
If you're wondering about the Oscar Super Late Models, George Wilson wins another heat race, round 2. Watch for Wilson tonight at the beach. But here at Flamborough Speedway, lap 69. And the 82 of Jason Shaw leads the race. 24 of Dodaro running second. 37 of David Elliott is reeling in that number 24 car ever so slow.
Just watching the 82 of Jason Shaw make his way around the lap traffic. And he was passing guys on the inside, passing them on the outside. He is not having any trouble whatsoever. He's got lots in that car tonight.
Bill Lazzoline in that 22 car, showing the bumper again to that number 61. I wouldn't know. We're going to see him get really tight with that number 61 here in the next few laps as the 24 of Dodaro clears him on the high side.
Brennan Dodaro now trying to get through that lap traffic that has slowed him down a little bit. The gap between him and Shaw is a little bit narrower, but it is starting to widen out again as Shaw once again has clear asphalt in front of him. Now Dodaro is clear of the lap cars. We'll see what he can do, but we've only got 2 laps left to go.
Jason Shaw with a commanding lead, a dominating performance here at Flamborough Speedway. The 82 of Jason Shaw with a lap and a half left to go. Dale Shunneman thinking about grabbing the checkered flag, and the white goes in the air. It is the 83, Shaw, the 24 of Dodaro, the 37 car, and that is David Elliott in fourth. It is the 39 having a great run tonight, and checkers are in the air for the 82 of Jason Shaw. He wins round number 2 of the Grisdale Triple Crown. Jerry, what a race here tonight.
Unbelievable, and what a finish. They got those last few laps in clean, and they went green and fast for those last couple, and that made it such a wild finish. Jason Shaw showing all the power, and the reason we call him the King of Speed.
We're going to slide out, take a quick break. When we come back, we will hear from the top 3 here at Flamborough Speedway, plus a pile more, so don't go anywhere. We will be back here live from Flamborough Speedway.
flash of the glory in suicide machines. Sprung from cages on highways, man from wheel, fuel injected and stepping out over the line.
When your office is your cab, the average day at the office can last hundreds of miles, which is why we bring you our most advanced heavy-duty diesel engine oil, Shell Rotella. For outstanding protection against wear, deposits, and corrosion, there's Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection. Shell Rotella T5 synthetic blend technology delivers improved fuel economy. And for unmatched extreme high-low temperature performance, use Shell Rotella T6 full synthetic. What you do is hard work. You need heavy-duty engine oil that can keep up. Shell Rotella, the engine oil that works as hard as you.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90, takes you inside the sport like no one else.
We just raced really hard, and I think the fans enjoyed it.
Kyle Busch! Tony gets in the car!
Biggest names in NASCAR.
Tony Stewart.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jeff Gordon.
Jimmy Johnson.
Earl Edwards.
Dan Patrick on your home for NASCAR.
All season long.
Very nice job.
Woo!
For the fans,
we have a wild finish here.
I'm going to fight all the way to the end.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
It's what racing's all about.
The Richard Petty Driving Experience returns to Canada. July 7th and 8th at Delaware Speedway. July 12th and 13th at Sunset Speedway. 13th, 14th at Kawartha. And July 19th and 20th at Riverside International Speedway. Do you have what it takes to handle 600 American horsepower on a fast Canadian racetrack? Take it from the king himself.
The sensation of speed is relative to what's around you. The smaller the racetrack, the more sensation, and a lot of times faster you run.
Richard Petty Driving Experience, the worldwide leader in authentic stock car ride and drive entertainment.
Book your experience of a lifetime today. Call 1-800-BE-PETTY or visit drivepetty.com.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
Welcome back. Presented by Shell Rotella.
And welcome back to Racetime Radio. We have 75 laps in the books. The Grisdale Triple Crown Series is complete here at Flamborough Speedway. It is Jason Shaw going to Victory Lane, and I know Jerry Paxton is trackside with the third place finisher. Looks like he's got David Elliott, and he's hot here tonight. Take it away, Jerry.
Well, you know, all three of these guys got out of the car, and they're more than willing to give the hugs and kisses to the nice young ladies that came down to present trophies tonight, all hot and sticky and gooey, and that's their words, not mine. But David Elliott, we said to you tonight when you stepped out of the car, you worked for this one, baby.
Well, I said it doesn't matter where you start, and I think I proved that. I think I went to the back four times. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I felt like I was a bit of a weapon out there, not normal. I got into the three by accident, and he spun. And then I tried. I was inside the 22, and I tried to go in hard low so I wouldn't hit him. And I went in so low that the car just locked up and went right into him. And then I bounced off the wall. We came in, changed the tire. I got back up to third at lap 50, and then... no fault to Paul. He got into me because I got into Jake. I lifted because I didn't want to spin the leader out. And then I went around, and it's just, it's a crap deal. But you know what? We worked really hard. My crew did a great job. We came in and made some adjustments to get this car drivable. And I don't know what happened between the heats and that. It was great. The Pennzoil Chevrolet ATD Mechanical. And I'd like to thank Grisdale Enterprises and all the fans that stuck it out. What a long race. Thanks, guys.
You know, you made so many trips to the back, we thought maybe you were practicing for the Gold Rush 100.
Well, if the car starts off like it did, I'll start back there, but not by choice. But, you know what, I don't mind. You can go to the back to the front. You need a few cautions. Now, a few was definitely way too many tonight. I'd like to thank RTR, too, for putting on such a great show and broadcasting this. And it helps all of our sponsors and on the fans and those people that can't be here listen. Thanks, guys.
David Elliott coming off third tonight. Second last time. Should be a good points lead as we go to race number three.
Junior, the pits will be full over there now. A lot of guys talking, a lot of crew chiefs and drivers downloading some information for the next time around.
Yeah, for sure. You're seeing guys loading stuff up right now. You've got Scott Lyons down here. I was trying to get some contact with some guys. I got to stay up close to the fence, so I'm going to try to attract some guys up here to get some comments. Very tough race. Looking at some of the equipment rolling off the racetrack, there's definitely some carnage, and I'll catch up with some guys here for you.
And, Jerry, you're with the Stoneman down there in Victory Lane, second spot for Brendan Didero.
Well, Brendan Didero, you came off on a second-place finish, and once again, we watched you go to the back a couple of times and still make your way up through the field.
Yeah, we had a bad wreck in the heat there. This car was just twisted so badly. Whole right front was just caved in. We had to rebuild this thing. We missed the second heat. We got her back, though. I got to thank all my guys for all the hard work getting the thing back on track. Obviously, worked pretty good for us. I had nothing for Jason there at the end. Just tires are just cooked off this thing.
I know you were commenting. It felt like we ran more caution laps than we did green flag.
Yeah, it's definitely when you're in the car and it's under yellow, it gets really hot in there. But we got through it. Got enough water for me here, so.
But I think there's more than sheet metal work to be done this week.
Yeah, time for a new body, I'd say.
Brendan Didero, second place tonight in the Grisdale Triple Crown.
Junior, I know it's a busy spot over there. Who have you got with you?
I don't want to get any on it.
Oh, Junior, who have you got with you over there?
Yeah, I'm standing here with Scott Lyons, driver of the 52 Grisdale Chevrolet. Not the night that you wanted. Obviously, there was some big carnage down the back stretch. What happened, Scott?
I'm not sure what happened in the last one there. Somebody tagged us from behind, got me sideways, and then the 22 drove over top of us and pretty much ended our night. It broke something in the front end.
Now, you've got one more Grisdale race coming up and the Gold Rush 100. What's your schedule looking like beyond that?
There's no schedule. I just want to say thanks to Adam and Bill. We had a really fast race car tonight, and we had everything right except for luck. We just didn't have the good luck tonight, but who knows, next time I think we can go get them.
Luck is the word of the night, guys. Back up to you.
Jerry, I know you're down there in Victory Lane with a real happy number 82. Take it away.
Well, Jason, I know it's always good to put it into Victory Lane, but the last time I met you in Victory Lane, the first question was, where'd my kid end up? Do you want to know where he ended up tonight, or it doesn't matter?
Yeah, yeah. He ran a hell of a race, that boy.
I think he ended up somewhere around 10th when it was all said and done. And you know what? I think he drove the tires off of it a little too early. You better help him out on that.
That's exactly. I was doing the exact opposite. I was just taking it easy on the tires and trying to get something going here at the end. But I give him credit. His car was good. We were over here Tuesday banging and thrashing on it, and we got it pretty quick. And I'm still pretty proud of him.
Well, I know coming from the back of the field a little bit, that's a tough time any race here at Flamborough. The extra laps help it out, but there were way too many caution laps in there. That had to take a toll on you.
Yeah, think? I'm out of gas, so yeah, there was a lot of cautions. It's too bad. But I'd like to thank Waverdale Fleet Service, Rockwood Roof Trusses, Lucas Oil, Plastic Coat, Grisdale for putting on the show, Fleet Image, Wix. If it wasn't for these guys, I wouldn't be here.
Now, this was a good race. The other one wasn't so great. Race number three, what are you looking forward to there?
Next weekend, whatever the next race is, that's what I'm looking forward to. It don't matter whether we're here and tuk tuk tuk, whatever there's a place to race, we're going to try and be there.
We'll wait for the Gold Rush 100, see how you are coming from the back.
10-4, buddy. I appreciate it.
Jason Jow, your winner tonight here at the Grisdale Triple Crown, race number two.
Well, 75 laps here at Flamborough Speedway took just a little under 2 hours. Junior, we've seen races before last a lot longer than that. We did see a great race here tonight.
Yeah, we definitely did see a great race tonight. But you know what? Standing here with a guy that, you know what, didn't have the night at all that he wanted to have, the 05 of Brad Cochran. We seen you up front, man. You were running up there, had a motor go. What happened?
Yeah, it was running real good, just taking our time, about lap 30 there, and I said, we're just going to ride around, and got on the outside of Dale, and was running really good, and, you know, no warning that it was going to go, so, yeah, we lost the motor, and feel bad that Steve got in our oil.
Now, obviously, you have a phenomenal other car sitting there that we seen down at New Smyrna Speedway. Are we going to see you out in that at the sunset race on Wednesday?
Yeah, that's it's sitting there ready to go. Offered Steve this car if he wants to put his motor in it, so we'll see maybe you can get Steve out there.
Right on. Back up to you guys.
You hear that, race fans? That's what you call sportsmanship. That's what you call guts and determination. the 05 of Brad Cochran blows an engine, goes in straight into the fence. It goes leaking straight into the fence. And listen to this. Brad offers up his car to Steve Laking. What a gesture on behalf of Brad Cochran.
You know, it's pretty amazing the sportsmanship between these guys and the willingness to give the car to another racer, especially when you know how much they were looking forward to competing. These guys are amazing with one another. You know, you talk to Jason Shaw, who he's out of gas. He ran the car out of gas. If we'd have gone two extra laps, it would have been all over for him. So, I mean, you know, he was just so happy we ended it when we did without another caution.
Just amazing night here at Flamborough Speedway. If you're just tuning in, you missed it. But the good news is you can replay this a little later tomorrow afternoon. You'll be able to listen to the Grisdale Triple Crown again. Series race number two. The 82 of Jason Shaw goes to victory lane. In second spot, the 24 of Brendan Dodaro. In third was the 37 of David Elliott. The 39 car, that's Shane Gowan. He comes home fourth. Junior, who have you got over there? I guess Junior doesn't have anybody over there. Junior, you got anybody?
Yeah, you know what? I was busy talking to Brad Cochran. I'm sorry about that, guys. You know what? I'm going to go for a walk. Brad's getting me in trouble down here. Looking around, we've got some Pro Challenge cars ready to roll out. And I've got a competitor here that I used to run against in the junior late models, Kyle Batty, driver of the number 38. Kyle, I told you I'd get you on the air. What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm getting excited, though. I want to go driving. Let's go.
No doubt. That was a long wait for you guys. You guys do a lot of racing in these Pro Challenge. How many races do you guys do throughout the year?
I think we're at 13, 12. We're at 12.
Right on. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Joe.
Lots more to come here from Flamborough Speedway. We still have Thunder cars. We still have mini stocks and the Ontario Pro Challenge cars. Jerry, great to see those cars on the racetrack. Some real cool-looking cars.
Begun the racing program. That's a long feature. It feels like a marathon. And as the guy said, you know, that was a lot of cautions, and it really did take a toll on the drivers. And you know, to voice David Elliott's words, thank you for hanging in, because boy, that was a test for everybody. That was a tough race. And you know, kudos to Jason Shaw, who said he took it easy early on, saved the little car for the end. And Dale Shaw, who put on the show at the beginning and ran the car out, he didn't have enough at the end to be a threat.
That's called experience. He gained it here tonight. Watch for Dale Shaw in the near future. He is going to be one of those drivers that everyone's going to want to keep their eye on. Thunder cars, Jerry, come trackside. This is going to be a dynamite race. You got to watch that 0-2. Those Burbridge boys know how to get it done here at Flamborough Speedway. And here comes the Speedway Pepperette 13. London recreational guy. There, I got it in. I wonder if I'm going to get some Pepperettes like Junior.
Hey, you're not allowed to get any. You got the driver of the number 74 of Trevor Monahan. You know what? That was probably the roughest race I've ever seen. You've driven tons of different races, and you came out here with a car, and you still had a very good finish. And talk us a little bit through what happened out there. There was tons of stuff happening.
You know what? That was carnage. By far one of the craziest races I've been involved in here for sure. Usually these specials, you know, you get guys that lose their heads and, you know, aren't there at the end. That's all you got to do is finish these races, you know, and guys don't realize that. My car pushed up at the start into the 22 of Jamie Ramsey, and, you know, I apologize to him for that. But, overall, just a wild race, and I'm glad I finished. I think we finished in the top 10 somewhere, so we're looking good now.
Now, obviously, you're in the 74 this weekend of Mr. Bowman's car. Usually, we see you in your own number 7 star car, correct, over at Delaware Speedway. How's that program coming together for you?
Yeah, well, the 7-star car is not looking so good after Delaware last Friday. We backed it into the inside wall. We were running 12th at the time at a 31 cars and just lost it. And we'll get her ready, hopefully, for August 20th here. I just want to say a huge thank you to Al Bowman. I want to thank Bill Grisdale, everyone at Flamborough, and thank Racetime Radio.
Hey, back up to you. I'm going to go look for Dale Shaw. These Thunder cars are taking the green flag coming up right now.
Yes, sir, Junior, they are. And we are just about done here at Flamborough Speedway. But, Jerry, I want to thank you for allowing us in here again and doing a fantastic job here on Racetime Radio. It's been quite a night.
You're more than welcome, Joe, and it's always fun. You're welcome anytime here at Flamborough Speedway. We love having you, and we're just too happy that we can put on a great show and entertain everybody that tunes in.
I know. I look forward to working with you at the IWK 250. It comes up July 21st. Canada's largest payout, over $100,000, Joey Logano in. It's on the east coast of Canada at Riverside International Speedway. And, Jerry, we're going to be there live. Jamie Maudsley is going to join us. And, of course, the voice of the Parts for Truck Maritime Pro Stock Tour, Tim Terry. We're going to be in for a great night of racing.
I am really looking forward to this one. I have done my homework a little bit on some of the drivers and the cars and the shows, and I'm telling you, I'm all pumped up. I can't wait to get out there. I got excited about the Grisdale show tonight. This one's going to be four times as long.
The third Grisdale Triple Crown, the cap of the series, will be coming up. And, whoa, this car just went straight into the fence. Some trouble in the Thunder Car race here at Flamborough Speedway. Caution will be back out on the racetrack. But the Grisdale Triple Crown will come back up again. There's one more race in the series.
August the 11th is the last one. That's the one we'll be watching for. David Elliott, I think unofficially I'm going to say, is the points leader in that Grisdale Triple Crown right now. He's got a second and a third, and I don't think anybody else has got anything close to that. We've seen some guys that just did not have the luck tonight. And, you know, I talked to Paul House briefly. He declined the interview, and I respect that from Paul because I know it's been a very frustrating night for him. But he said he's trying to figure out what happened. They worked and hustled and hustled and hustled. They didn't even know they were down a lap.
Yeah, tough night for the eight of Paul House. Those guys really work their tails off here tonight. I know it's a busy night for you. No Josh here. We did miss him, but we'll get back together again. I know we will here on Racetime Radio. It's been a dynamite night once again.
It's been a lot of fun, Joe, and I always look forward to it, and I am looking forward to going down to Riverside. That's going to be a great race. I can't wait for that. And by the way, that'll be the night I get even with JP because I won't be here at Flamborough. I'll be in Antigonish.
The Gold Rush 100 comes up. You've got Kenny Wallace coming in.
Kenny Wallace.
Big news coming in, not to mention a pile of race car drivers from across the country.
So far, we're just around the 20 mark, 20 drivers already registered for it, and including Kenny Wallace, who's registered, by the way. That was an amazing thing. Kenny Wallace will be here, and I know he's looking forward to it. Short track racing is his thing. He loves that stuff, and, you know, I've watched Kenny on TV. I've interviewed him a couple of times in other places, and talk about a fun guy. It's just going to be so much fun to watch him get in that race car and light this place up.
It's going to be dynamite. Jerry, thanks so much for this. I know you're busy with Thunder Cars. You got a still a lot of program here to come at Flamborough Speedway, but we got to get packed up. We're going to head back up the road. We're going to be at the Honda Indy Toronto tomorrow. Dario Franchitti will lead the field to green. And then, of course, our live program Monday night at 8 p.m., live right here on Racetime Radio and on all of our FM channels. And then we'll get ready for our Saturday SiriusXM show that goes at 11 a.m. each and every Saturday morning right across Canada and the U.S. Busy times.
And you got to love them. Grassroots racing, it's where it's all happening. It's where it begins and where it all ends.
Junior, over to you in the pits. Do you have someone left there? We've got time for one more interview.
Hey, I can't get a hold of Dale Shaw. Everybody's busy packing up right now. But I did talk to the crew members. Everybody was excited on how Dale did. Big congratulations to how Dale handled himself throughout the race. Obviously got roughed up a little bit towards the end, but you know what? Watch for big things out of that 83 car. Everybody's saying it. As these Thunder cars try to wreck down the backstretch, they're definitely digging. But you know what? Everybody have a very safe weekend. I'm going to be out. I'm going to be camping tomorrow. So you know what? Back to you.
Great job over in the pit area, Junior. Once again, look forward to Monday night, and you and I will get a chance to do it all again. Race fans, got to thank you for tuning in to Racetime Radio. Got to thank Shell Rotella for presenting tonight's broadcast. Want to thank Flamborough Speedway, and got to thank Jerry Paxton, the voice of Flamborough Speedway, for jumping in. We got some big races coming up Wednesday night, midweek race. It is the MRE Series. The McCall Racing Enterprises Series at Sunset Speedway, and, of course, the Honda Indy Toronto tomorrow. Don't miss the Honda Indy Toronto. If you can't be there live, tune it into ABC and watch Robert Herjavec in that 00 Ferrari Challenge. He got into a fist fight today, and that isn't Robert Herjavec. Some guy ran him over. He was pretty upset, but some sparks were flying at the Honda Indy Toronto, and I'm sure there's going to be a bunch more tomorrow. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. That's going to do it for us here at Flamborough Speedway. Got to thank Grant Slater back in that Racetime Radio studio. Grant, I know you're in there and listening. Thanks so much, buddy. Much appreciate you spending the time Saturday night to run the controls back in the Racetime Radio studio. That's going to do it. Thanks so much. Congratulations to the 82 of Jason Shaw, winner of the Grisdale Triple Crown Series, race number 2. One more to go, race fans. Mark it on your calendars. Be out to Flamborough Speedway. Don't miss it. I'm telling you, dynamite racing here at Flamborough Speedway. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you Monday night, 8 p.m. live on Racetime Radio.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio, presented by Shell Rotella Heavy Duty Diesel Engine Oil. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig, dig, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.